This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated. For the private use of our audience, any reproduction, rebroadcast, retransmission, or other dissemination or use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of this game without the express written consent of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated is prohibited. Fayetteville Woodpeckers baseball is live from the sand hills of North Carolina to the coastal plains and from state line to state line. This is the Fayetteville Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Welcome to the Woodpeckers pregame show. Getting you set for first pitch. Let's send you out to the stadium.
The first of a dozen begins tonight in downtown Fayetteville, North Carolina. The Fayetteville Woodpeckers returning from Lynchburg, Virginia, fresh off a series split. And tonight, see the Baltimore Orioles single-A affiliate, the Delmarva Shorebirds, for the second time in the regular season. Hi, everybody, and welcome upstairs inside of the Woodpecker broadcast booth and live on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Andrew Chapman alongside Ryan Zimmerman. So glad to have you starting out your week with us right here on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, the MILB app, Bally Live and MILB.TV as well, where you can catch all of tonight's radio and video action in Game 1, the series opener between Fayetteville and Delmarva. If you didn't tune into any of the action last week on the road, the Woodpeckers, Ryan, got out to a similar pattern to what we saw earlier in the year. They struggled at the start of the week, losing three in a row, but then swept the weekend. They pulled it together, won three straight over the Hillcats, settled for a six-game series split, and now return home, home cooking for 12 in a row, just a game back of 500 and trying to make some headway in the North Division standings.
Funny enough, the last time, Chappie, that we saw the Woodpeckers lose the first three and win the last three was in the first series against Delmarva back in the first full week of April. This team is taking a three-game win streak into Segra Stadium, perhaps at the best time. They're taking on the sixth-place and fifth-place teams in the North Division to round out this 12-game and 13-day homestand. And while they sit just two games back of second place, this could be the time for them to make the run they need to shoot right up the standings.
Yeah, Delmarva for six to get things started. Salem for six to bookend the 12-game homestand that'll carry on through Mother's Day. We have a ton of fun in store here at the ballpark if you're planning on making it out to your first Woodpecker game of 2025. No better time than now as we close in towards the start of summer. Tonight's first pitch scheduled a little bit earlier than normal on Tuesday night, 6.05 p.m. Eastern. That is because tomorrow we have an 11.05 a.m. Education Day game. We're going to have thousands of Cumberland County and beyond elementary schools, middle schools, high schools out of the ballpark to catch some Woodpecker baseball tomorrow. So if you want to have a cup of coffee, join us on the air. Our pregame show will begin at 10.55 with an 11.05 a.m. first pitch. All right, gearing up for this one, the Woodpeckers, they, as you mentioned, Ryan, are in fourth place currently in the North Division standings. They're five games back of the Carolina Mudcats, who are the hottest team in the Carolina League to get things started at 15-6, but they're just two games back of second place, the Frednats and the Hillcats. They are three games back at 12-9, Fayetteville 10-11 after splitting six last week on the road, Salem at 8-13. These Shorebirds, they've struggled. They're 5-16, 10 games out. And it's a two-pronged issue right now for the Shorebirds as we preview the opponent. They have the highest ERA in the league, and they have the lowest slug in the league. They just don't really hit the ball all that well, and they allow a lot of runs.
I think a lot of that just has to do with the weather in Salisbury, Maryland this time of year. When the Woodpeckers traveled up there to play them, we didn't have a single first pitch above 55 degrees. I think that's going to even out over time, because of the summer months coming in and the weather getting better, but that doesn't really explain the pitching. There have been some good moments for the Shorebirds pitching staff. There have been some off moments, and a lot of those good moments came in the first three games against the Woodpeckers. So I'm interested to see what side of the Shorebirds staff we get today, because if we get the side that Fayetteville dominated in the back half of that series, we'll get off to a good start tonight.
Let's talk about tonight's pitching matchup we have in store for you. The Woodpeckers going with right-hander Twine Palmer. It's his fifth appearance of the season, second start. He's 1-0 with a 2.31 ERA. Good numbers this year for Twine, 11 2/3 innings. He's surrendered nine hits over that span, no home runs, three earned runs, eight walks, and 15 strikeouts. He is the Astros' 19th round pick from last year's draft out of Connors State Junior College and a McAllister Oklahoma native. 20-year-old right-hander Twine Palmer gets the ball tonight for the Woodpeckers. Opposite right-hander Chase Alsup, he's 1-3 with a 7.47 ERA, but put together his best outing of the season, Ryan, against the Woodpeckers a couple of weeks ago.
He did. He struck out a season-high 10 batters, and to this point, that is the single-game high for the Shorebirds this year, and he did it in tough weather. But does the improved weather here at Segra Stadium mean the Fayetteville Bats will warm up against him the second time around? Usually when you face a pitcher more than once, advantage goes to the hitter. We'll see if Fayetteville can figure out the fourth-round pick from last year's draft this time around.
And with the numbers and notables on our starting pitchers, let's take a look at the lineup cards tonight. The Shorebirds coming in 15-6. Seventh game between these two sides after playing six on the road a couple of weeks ago in Salisbury, Maryland. 24 games in total in the season head-to-head. The manager of the Shorebirds is Colin Woody. And leading off tonight for his lineup card, Brylan Tavera, the center fielder. Fernando Piguero, he'll bat second, play out in left. Michael Hernandez is third and plays at third base. The DH, Kevin Guerrero, is the cleanup man. Alfredo Velasquez in right batting fifth, followed by Edry Campos, the shortstop. Cole Ehrman, he is the seven hitter in catching. Andres Nalaya, the first baseman, bats eighth, and Luis Guevara, he rounds it out, the second baseman for the Shorebirds. On the other side of things, for your Fayetteville Woodpeckers, it leads off tonight with Lucas Spence. Caden Powell, the shortstop, is second. Hansel Villarreal, one of the hottest hitters in the lineup right now, he'll catch and play in bat third. Drew Brutcher in right field hitting cleanup. Kedar Trujillo, the first baseman, bats fifth. Cesar Hernandez, the left fielder, sixth. And the 7-8-9, Max Holy, the second baseman. Esmiel Valencia, DH, and Wander Luciano over at third. Woodpecker starters have been introduced. They have taken the diamond. And at this time, let's send it down to field level for the singing of the national anthem. First pitch of this 12-game homestand comes up next. Woodpeckers and Shorebirds on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Rich.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming. And the rockets rang glare, the bomb bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave? O'er the land of the free and the
Let's hear it for Nicole Ulrich and tonight's D-Bat Field of Dreams teams, the Fable Academy and USK Park. Let's go, kids, run!
Straight from the ballpark, it's time to dig in for some Woodpeckers baseball.
A three-run home run! And Cole, right one, right field! That ball is gone!
Here comes the cutoff throw to the plate. He dives in, and he is saved. He's saved.
He's onto the warning track, at the wall, leaping up, and he brought it back.
Down the line, and Matthews has walked it off for the Woodpeckers.
Now, here's the voice of the Woodpeckers, Andrew Chapman.
Peckers baseball is live on the air. We are ready to go for some Tuesday night action in downtown Fayetteville, North Carolina. Tonight, it's the series opener between the Delmarva Shorebirds, the single-A affiliate of the Baltimore Orioles, and your Fayetteville Woodpeckers, the single-A affiliate of the Houston Astros. Wrapping up the pregame show, about ready for first pitch, we say hello once again, everybody. Andrew Chapman alongside Ryan Zimmerman, your Woodpecker broadcast crew. And we are streaming live two ways tonight, FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, the MILB app if you want to tune in our online radio feed. Bally Live has the free video feed for you, or if you're subscribed to MLB.TV, you can also catch our HD video broadcast all throughout the next couple of weeks right here in downtown Fayetteville. Shorebirds for six, followed by the Salem Red Sox for six. A little bit of a change in the schedule to start out this series. Half hour early first pitch tonight at 6.05 p.m. because tomorrow is an 11.05 daytimer for Education Day, with thousands of students around Cumberland County making their way here to the ballpark for some Woodpecker baseball come tomorrow. Reintroduce you to the Fayetteville starter tonight. It's right-hander Twine Palmer, the McAllister, Oklahoma-born right-hander and Connors State Junior College draft pick, 19th rounder by Houston in 2024, beginning his second professional season, first a full season after the draft last year. He's 1-0 with a 2.31 ERA in four games, one start, 11 and two-thirds innings, five runs, three of those earned, eight walks, 15 strikeouts for Twine Roland Palmer, tonight's Fayetteville starter. And getting things started, digging into the right side, Braylon Tavera, the Shorebirds righty and center fielder. Twine Palmer peers over the mitt, winds and fires the first pitch of our Tuesday night ball game, and it misses down and outside for ball one. We're officially underway tonight at 6.08 p.m., and we have gorgeous weather here in Fayetteville. Sunny and 81 degrees as a ground ball on the 1-0 is yanked past short and out into the left center field gap. Lucas Spence will pick it up, toss back onto the infield, and Braylon Tavera has opened up the ball game with a leadoff single. He's aboard for Fernando Piguero. One more time through that Shorebirds lineup. Michael Hernandez third. Kevin Guerrero is fourth. Batting cleanup, Alfredo Velasquez five. Edry Campos six. The 7-8-9, Cole Irman, Andres Nalaya, and Luis Guevara. Into the left side, Fernando Piguero, left fielder tonight for the Shorebirds, and he takes strike one on a Palmer fastball. Nothing in one on Piguero. A reminder, live scoring available on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com. If you just click that game day feature right at the top of the homepage, you can see all the live stat info for this one. Out of the stretch, the 0-1 misses low, and it's a ball and a strike on Piguero. Bonnie, Dominican Republic native. Piguero from that left side. Shorebirds in their black uniforms with the gray pants, the black belts. Palmer steps off and fires over to first to check up on the runner. Tavera gets back in safely. Piguero comes in batting 208. He's a switch hitter, in fact, batting from that left side. 19 games in, he squares to bunt. Pitch misses low, and he did not pull back. That's a strike on Piguero as he tried to show late, drag bunt down the line. Instead, he falls behind 1-2. A double and a triple on the year for the switch bat. Four RBIs to go along with seven walks, 22 strikeouts. Fayetteville middle infield at double play depth is Palmer sets and throws the 1-2. Misses low with a slider. Two balls and two strikes. Black batting helmets for those Delmarva hitters today. The orange wrist tape on both wrists of Piguero. Woodpeckers are in their home whites, meanwhile, with the black ball cap. Woodpecker right on the front of that cap. Here's the 2-2. And a bouncing ball will get foul over to the facing of the Woodpecker dugout. Stays 2-2. The white jerseys with Woodpeckers and the white script across the chest. Black numerals, black nameplates on the black on the back of the jerseys. Black belts with white pants and a high black sock look for Palmer on the mound. 2-2 again. A breaking ball slipped out of the fingers. Runner caught off the bag at first. Throw down the line and the swipe tag is not in time. Tavera swim moves around the sweeping tag of Trujillo. He dove towards the back part of first base to avoid that tag and was nearly caught off guard, taking a giant secondary lead. Full count now with nobody out. Top one, Palmer steps off.
Delmarva just caught a huge break. Hansel Villarreal's throw was right where it needed to be, but Trujillo just took the tag for granted and completely missed Tavera.
Here's the payoff pitch. Runner going, and a fly is lifted into the opposite field. Hernandez tracking towards the warning track onto the dirt, makes a backpedaling grab, and sends Tavera all the way back to first base. Perhaps a designed hit and run, but Peguero flies out to the deepest reaches of left field. And with one out, man at first, it'll be Michael Hernandez. As he stands in, let's work around the rest of the Fayetteville defense.
Hansel Villarreal completes the battery with Twine Palmer behind the plate. On the infield from left to right, it's Wander Luciano, Caden Powell, Max Holy, and Kedar Trujillo.
First pitch to Hernandez, drifts to the outside. And it's nothing and one.
In the outfield from left to right, Cesar Hernandez, Lucas Spence, and Drew Brutcher. Esmiel Valencia is the designated hitter tonight.
Chest high set, the slide step home, and the pitch misses up and in. Two balls and no strikes on Michael Hernandez. Right-handed hitting third baseman. Hernandez batting just 150 over his first 19 games. Nine hits, three doubles, no triples or home runs, and nine RBIs. High strikeout rate with 23 Ks and 60 at-bats. Spin and a throw over to check up on the runner, Tavera. The Shorebirds lineup has struggled on the year. They're last in the league in home runs, only three all season, last in the league in slugging percentage as well. As Palmer hits the high outside corner with a 92-mile-per-hour fastball. And the count to 2-1 on Hernandez.
And there's a reason for that. This is a team that likes to play small ball. Get them on, get them over, get them in. It's why they lead the league in sacrifice bunts with eight.
Yeah, we've already seen them try and drop one down in the inning as Palmer misses high with a breaking ball. And it's 3-1 on Michael Hernandez. Crowd still filing in on this Tuesday night. A little bit of a light Tuesday crowd, but the earlier start, folks still getting off work. Tacos and tall boys every Tuesday here at Segra Stadium. Tavera on the move to second. The pitch, a fastball for a strike. Throw down, not in time. Max Holy, second baseman, tried to drop the tag on the rib cage of Tavera, but he reached that left hand to the bag in time. Has a stolen bag. And trying for a second there to get him over into scoring position, attempted to bunt him over, hit and run when Peguero was at the plate. Now with one out and a 3-1 count on Hernandez. Man, it's second for Palmer to monitor. Twine Palmer, a tall right-hander, standing 6'5", brings it home and a fly lifted behind first base, slicing into foul territory. Trujillo with a long run back and gets over his head, foul. To bring it to a 3-2 count on Michael Hernandez. So a good battle between Hernandez and Palmer. Hernandez from Venezuela, signed internationally with Baltimore back in 2021. Here's the 3-2 pitch. And he shoots it foul straight back into the screen.
Signed with high expectations, too, a signing bonus around $1.2 million. Hasn't really materialized yet for these Shorebirds, but he's still just 21 years old, and all he needs to do is get on a good run of form in Delmarva, and perhaps he makes a move up the Orioles organization.
I look down to second. The 3-2 payoff is bounced out towards third and gets foul after the bag.
Perhaps this is a positive sign for Hernandez. Hasn't gotten off to the best start this year. Andrew, like you said, 150 his batting average, but his OBP is above 300. He's getting on base, and he does that in large part because he can work counts like this. You have to imagine the hits are going to follow if he continues to put together at-bats like the one we're seeing.
Lengthy battle here. Palmer getting ready to throw an eighth pitch, but first he'll pick up the leg, twirl around, and look the runner back to the bag. Michael Hernandez has seen just about every pitch in the Twine-Palmer rotation. Here's the payoff, and he fights another one foul into the net. In fact, that was the ninth pitch of the at-bat. So we'll reach double figures here as Michael Hernandez continues to battle with Palmer, run that pitch count up to 18 tosses in this opening inning, still looking for that second out. It's Kevin Guerrero, the designated hitter and cleanup man on deck. 3-2 payoff is high, and a 10-pitch walk worked by Hernandez to put two shorebirds on first and second for the cleanup man. Sometimes he'd rather just walk him on four straight pitches instead of end up on the wrong side of a 12-pitch battle, a 10-pitch battle, pardon me. And after Palmer gives up ball four to Michael Hernandez, Fayetteville pitching coach James Wiseman will make an early appearance, give his starter an opportunity to take a quick breather here. It was a laborious two innings for Twine Palmer his last time out as well. He pitched on April 23rd on the road in Lynchburg. It was a relief appearance. He gave up just one run on one hit, but he walked four and needed a total of 56 pitches to get through those two innings.
It's kind of a similar story to his last appearance against Delmarva back at Purdue Stadium. He came in as the back half of a tandem with Yoan Ogando in game two of that April 10th doubleheader, and he caught an offense that was already rolling. Only went three innings, allowed two runs, and after having seen him before, these shorebirds know what to expect, and already they've got traffic on the base paths in their first turn at bat.
First and second, the runners force it all bases with one out. And now the cleanup man, Kevin Guerrero, standing in the right side, takes a thigh-high slider for strike one. That was the 20th pitch of the inning for Twine Palmer as he gets ahead of Guerrero. Guerrero is the top hitter in the Shorebirds lineup this season, batting 291 over 17 games. Takes low towards the ankles. And it's 1-1. Guerrero with four doubles, no triples or home runs. Three runs driven in, go along with 10 walks and 22 strikeouts. Palmer throws the 1-1. Guerrero flinches the hands, doesn't go, called strike anyways. Good slider to the outside corner. Our plate umpire tonight is Elena Giorgio. And on the base is John Reed. Two umpires tonight wearing black ball caps, the black polos, and the dark gray pants. It's Tavera at second. Leadoff single to get the inning started. Hernandez over at first. He drew a 10-pitch walk. 1-2 home. And Guerrero with a ground ball right back to Palmer on the mound. He fields, goes to second for one. Holy's turn to first. Ends a double play. And it ends the top of the first inning for Palmer. Exactly what he wanted. And he got to get it started himself. 1-4-3 to end the first. And Strand Tavera down at third. Time for the Woodpeckers to head to the plate. It'll be Spence, Powell, and Villarreal to get things started. When we come back, Shorebirds and Woodpeckers on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
It's Bunker!
Come on, fans, let's get loud for your favorite bird, Bunker! Bunker's ride is as smooth as Woodpecker's double play, thanks to Baker Motorsports. He's cruising into Segra Stadium in the ultimate buggy, built for speed, style, and serious fun. Want to drive like Bunker? Visit Baker Motorsports today. Leading off the bottom of the first inning for the Woodpeckers, this center fielder.
Scoreless as we start the bottom of the first inning. Woodpeckers at the plate for the first time in this series, and Lucas Spence leads it off against the Shorebirds right-hander Chase Alsop. First pitch, fastball for strike one at 94 miles an hour. Spence Powell and Villarreal, top three for the Woodpeckers lineup tonight. Brucher, Trujillo, Hernandez, the 4-6, followed by Holy, Valencia, and Luciano. There's a curveball that snaps in there for a called strike two. And Spence quickly behind. Lucas, one of the Woodpeckers' top hitters to begin the season, batting .323 over 20 games. Takes the 0-2 a little bit outside. No home runs, three RBIs, but a really solid .862 OPS for Spence. And he has the highest on base percentage right now for the Woodpeckers as he shoots a foul ball off the facing of the third base dugout. Spence getting on at a .475 clip. That's thanks to 15 walks to 17 strikeouts. Down to the dirt on the 1-2, and the count levels up. Two balls and two strikes. Tonight's the fifth start of the season. And in his career for number 40, Chase Alsup, 2-2. Spence rung up looking. Fastball right on that outside edge. That was the two-seam variety for Alsup, right around 94 miles an hour, tailing away. And Spence knew it immediately. He walked right back to the dugout, and Caden Powell will take over at the dish.
Just a perfect place to put that fastball, right on the outside half. Nothing Spence could do even if he made contact.
First pitch to Powell. It's a curve dipping down and outside. 1-0. Caden batting .276 over 19 games. Home run and 10 RBIs. Powell with 21 total hits. There's a breaking ball that drops into the middle of the zone, called strike one. Ansel Villarreal, one of Fayetteville's hottest hitters in the on-deck circle. Powell with a slightly open stance. Takes a big cut and another breaking ball, and he was a touch early on it. 1-2.
Powell had to call for time after that swing. It feels like Alsup has beaten him with the breaking ball pretty much every time he's faced him, and we'll see if Powell can make the adjustment.
Behind in the count, 1-2, base is empty. Powell swings and sends a skipper out to short, played on a couple of hops by Campos, running throw towards the grass, and he retires Powell on the 6-3. Two quick outs for Chase Alsup, the fourth-round pick by the Orioles in 2024. He was born in Dothan, Alabama. Oh, and he shares a birthday with me. How about that? April 21st. Happy belated 22nd birthday to Chase Alsup. I did not just celebrate my 22nd birthday. I'll tell you that much, Ryan. Pitch on the outside corner to Villarreal.
Couldn't tell by looking at you.
One. Yeah, I wish I was celebrating my 22nd birthday like Chase.
You and me both.
Here's the next pitch, and it's a fastball knee high for called strike two. He pitched a couple of days after his birthday on April 23rd at home against Augusta and gave up six runs, five of those earned over three innings. Walked four, struck out three, the 0-2. And Villarreal takes down and away. Also a strike away from a very snappy bottom of the first. Twine Palmer had to labor in the top half over 20 pitches, but he got out of it a scoreless thanks to a double play ball. The 1-2. And Villarreal tips it squarely off the catcher, Ehrman. Count will stay where it's at. Ansel Villarreal batting .315. He's one of the hottest hitters in the Woodpecker lineup, one of the top guys in the Carolina League. 21 games played, an .895 OPS, and he homered on Sunday in Lynchburg. Shorts the plate on a breaking ball, and the count squares at two balls and two strikes. That was the first home run of the season for Villarreal. Helped cap off a 10-2 victory as the Woodpeckers took the series conclusion in Lynchburg. 2-2. And he swings and drives it along the left field line, falling fast as Peguero hustles over, and this will end up in the extended netting.
Well, back to that home run. That was the start of the biggest inning of the year for these Woodpeckers. Seven runs in that third inning helped really break it open and force Lynchburg to go deep into their bullpen, four pitchers through three innings. And what's funny about that, Villarreal had the only RBI hit. The rest were either on walks or hit by pitches.
Yeah, the Hillcats really struggled to throw strikes, and game unraveled in the first few. 2-2, and Villarreal fights away an inside fastball. That came in with some heat to it, registering at 100 miles an hour on the stadium radar gun. That tends to be a little bit hot. What do you have over there, Ryan?
I got 97, 97. On the Hawkeye data.
2-2 pitch, and Villarreal sprays a line drive into the opposite field, tailing away from Velasquez. He corrals it off to his left hip, and the inning comes to a close. So it's a quick start to the night for Chase Alsup. He retires three straight Woodpeckers, and we go to the second inning scoreless on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Fans, make sure to swing by the Cantino Taco Cart to get your hands on $2 tacos while supplies last. And visit any beer cart on the third base concourse for $4 Modelo, Corona, or Lone Rider Cerveza.
On your mark, ready, set, let's go. Dance floor, bro, I know, you know. I go psycho when my new joint hit. Just can't sit, gotta get jiggy with it. That's it, now honey, honey, come ride.
And make sure you head to the Bird's Nest Team Store located on the first base side of the stadium to get the gear of the game item, the replica 80 Deuces jersey.
Here with this handsome kid, sick a cigar right from Cuba Cuba. I just bite it, it's for the look, I don't light it. It'll wait to AMA on the hand, stay on play. Give it up, jiggy, make it feel like foreplay. Yo, my cardio is infinite. Big Willie Styles all in it, getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. What? You on the ball with your kid? Watch your step, you might fall trying to do what I did. Mama, come close side in the middle of the club with the rubber dub. No love for the haters mad cause I got floor seats at the Lakers. See me on the 50-yard line with the Raiders. Met Ali, he told me I'm the greatest. I got the fever for the flavor of a crowd pleaser. DJ play another from the prince of this, your highness. Only bad chicks riding my whip. South to the west, to the east, to the north. Bump my hips and watch them go off, but go off again.
Back on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Dwayne Palmer.
I mix it high, getting jiggy with them.
Leading off the top of the second inning for the Shorebirds, the right fielder, number 7, Alfredo Velasquez.
We're scoreless after one inning in this series opener between the Woodpeckers and Shorebirds. Orioles-Astros affiliates going head-to-head tonight in Fayetteville, North Carolina. Dwayne Palmer throws the first pitch of this second inning and misses down and outside to leadoff hitter Alfredo Velasquez. 5-6 and 7 to see Palmer, Velasquez, Adri Campos, then Cole Ehrman. The pitch, fastball just outside, and it's 2 balls, no strikes on Velasquez. Velasquez batting 194, swings and bounces one over the mound, played by Holy behind the second base bag. He steps and tosses to first in time to get Velasquez. Holy was perfectly shifted over as far as he could go in accordance with the rule, and the ball was hit right to him up the middle. 4-3, quick first out for Dwayne Palmer, and he'll hope for a much more efficient second inning. He needed 24 pitches to get through the first inning. Adri Campos now, lefty, swings and misses, and an 87-mile-per-hour changeup. And Palmer got the pitcher's best friend. A ball hit right back to him, turned it into a 1-4-3 inning-ending double play. The 0-1. And Campos comes up empty again on a curveball this time. 78-mile-per-hour drifter.
I think that double play settled him in.
Sure.
The first two batters of this inning, he's gone right after.
Base is clear, one gone. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. And he strikes him out. High fastball. Three straight pitches and down you go. Adri Campos back to the pine. He's the first strikeout victim tonight for Palmer.
He's going to need a lot more at-bats like that if he wants to go deep into this game. He's thrown 6 pitches in this inning so far. And you'd go back to the first inning. It took 10 to get through Michael Hernandez, and he walked. Good to see him working the zone a lot more and pitching to his strategy, not reacting to what's going on in the batter's box.
Cole Ehrman now. And after he looked at a high strike, he takes ball one, low and away. Dwayne Palmer trying for a 1-2-3 bounce back inning. And he spins one outside to Ehrman, gets ahead 2-1. Ehrman batting 304 over limited time, 8 games, 23 at-bats on the season. Bend in the knees, slight open stance from that right side. The 2-1 is a sidewinder, popped over Trujillo. He's hustling into shallow right, can't get there, drops over his head for a base hit. Boy, Ehrman did not time that ball up well. He cued it off the end of the bat. You could just hear the light contact coming off of the lumber. And that ball had just some top spin and side spin to it as it drifted over Trujillo into the Bermuda Triangle. Shallow right field for a two-out single. Second hit surrendered by Palmer. And now it's the eight hitter Andres Nalaya. First pitch. Fastball for a strike. Palmer really neutralizes his leg kick when he pitches out of the stretch. That's to shorten up his timing to the plate, make it difficult for those base runners. He delivers and misses outside with a breaking ball. Now, you really will not pick up that left leg much. He either just gives it a slight flinch or almost keeps it entirely straight and slides down the mound. Big 6'5" frame allows him to get some power on that back right leg. Off the end of the bat, rolling foul to the Woodpecker dugout. And again, Palmer a strike away from getting back to the dugout.
Normally, a lot of these taller pitchers, they're slower to the plate, and that generally bodes well for any potential base stealers. They've got more time to get the read and make the jump. But Palmer's a lot quicker. He can get the ball home and give his catcher a good chance to throw out the base stealer. We nearly saw Villarreal get Tavera in the first inning because of it.
Short leadoff of first for Cole Ehrman. The 1-2 pitch on the way to Nalaya. And he loops it foul onto the roofing of the club level. Keeps the count where it is. It's a gorgeous night in Fayetteville. Mentioned 81 degrees at first pitch. Slight breeze moving out towards left center field, but nothing that's going to affect the baseball too much. Fingers crossed, forecast throughout the week looking solid. Little bit of rain scattered throughout Friday. But we're hoping for sunny skies the majority of the time through this 12-game stretch at home. 1-2 with two outs. Here it comes from Palmer. It's off the end of the bat. Slow roller along the first baseline. Palmer off the hill, picks it up and fires wide of Trujillo. A collision between him and Nalaya behind the bag. Ehrman gets to third. The throw goes to first. And runners will stand at the corners. And now Nalaya is shaken up. He was unable to advance on the play after hip-checking Trujillo. And sending both base runner and first baseman down to the dirt. Trujillo is back up on his feet. He was able to immediately involve himself in the play. And this is not the first time, Ryan, that we have seen Kedar Trujillo get caught up with a base runner and get decked behind the bag. But he's a big boy. A lot of the time it's going to be the base runner feeling the brunt of it.
Trujillo himself, 5'11", 188. The measurements might not say it, but he's built like a linebacker.
Yeah.
It's going to take a lot for him to feel the brunt of a hit like that. And, again, it's unintentional. He was reaching after the throw, and he just so happened to get into Nolaya's path. And he knows that. He just dapped Trujillo up as Trujillo went over to make sure he was okay. But Trujillo, he takes his lumps at first base. It's something he's used to as a catcher, but you don't really expect that to happen at first.
Official scoring decision on the play, E1, throwing error on Dwayne Palmer, allowing Nalaya to reach. Here's a swing and a miss on a low slider to Luis Guevara. The 0-1, and it misses down and in. 40 pitches now for Palmer as he tries to escape another jam with two runners on. Had him at first and second in the first inning. First and third at the corners here in the second. The 1-1. Fastball splits the plate. Tough one to take. Jorge Vera. Luis Guevara, the correct pronunciation on Luis's last name. Fayetteville will have their 4-5 and 6 due up in the bottom of the second inning. No score, but Shorebird's threatening. Here's the 1-2. In on the fist, slow roller towards third. Palmer off the mound, scoops it up. He will not have a play. He'll tuck the baseball as Cole Ehrman crosses the dish. It's 1-0 Delmarva on an infield fister. Boy, tough break for Palmer here with two outs and two strikes on Ehrman, Nalaya, and Guevara. He's been unable to pick up that final out. And the last two at-bats have resulted in slow rollers up the first and third base sides that Palmer hasn't been able to make a play on.
That's got to be so frustrating for Palmer. Each of the last three batters he's faced, he's executed his pitches.
A pitch clock violation assessed on Palmer before he throws home to Brylan Tavera.
The last three hitters, bloop, single, slow roller, and they've all reached.
Force it all bags as the 1-0 is looked at for a strike, now 1-1.
Also worth mentioning, that run is earned despite Palmer's throwing error. So that's compounding all the issues ever since he got the second out.
And take a little bit of damage to the ERA as the slider moves just a little bit outside. And it's now 1-1. Twine Palmer sees his ERA creep up to 2.70 on the season, taking that earned run. Shorebirds at first and second, force it all bases with two outs. 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Challenged him with a fastball right down the middle. And now Palmer has picked up two strikes on a fourth straight batter with two outs. Ehrman, Nalaya, Guevara, they all found a way to get aboard. Palmer at 45 pitches, brings it home. And a foul ball shot off to the right over the club level.
I know the Shorebirds have only gotten one run out of this, but they're really making sure Palmer has to throw everything at them, and that could bode well getting into the Fayetteville bullpen early in this game.
Another 2-2, and it misses low and in. Three balls, two strikes. There is some bullpen activity starting up for Fayetteville. Righty beginning to do some stretching and loosening, but not throwing just yet. I mentioned Palmer's pitch count needed 56 tosses to get through two innings last time around. He's at 47 tonight. And he misses low with a curve. Good take by Brylan Tavera. He started his swing. He did hold back, and the curveball just missed low and outside. But according to the digital strike zone, that pitch should have been called strike three.
Another tough break for Twine. When he goes back and evaluates this inning, I think there are still a lot of positives to look at, and the run on the scoreboard, don't even worry about it.
Now they're loaded for the switch hitter, Fernando Piguero. And he rips through a breaking ball for strike one. Piguero flied out to deep left field all the way to the warning track in the first inning. Next offer. A little bit high about the letters. And it's now 1-1.
Just like that, his pitch count is hurtling towards 50.
Here is number 50, and it's ripped foul beyond the Shorebirds first base coach over to the rain tarp. So I'll say it again, another batter with two strikes and two outs. Fifth straight batter that a Palmer is a strike away from retiring. Inning started with a quick ground out and strikeout. You thought, all right, quick 1-2-3 for Twine. And since that point, single throwing error, single walk. And another two-strike pitch is spoiled off. Piguero was touch early on a curveball, just got enough.
I think he clipped Villarreal, too.
On the follow-through.
Immediately after Villarreal stepped in front of the plate to deliver Palmer a new baseball, Piguero gave him a tap on the back just to say, hey, my bad.
The 1-2 pitch is a little high. Shoulder level fastball. Two balls, two strikes as these Shorebirds really battle. And despite all the traffic on the bases, six Shorebirds have reached so far over two innings, still just 1-0. 2-2 pitch gets him looking. Fastball right down the chute. And despite the tough labor, Twine Palmer limits the damage to just one run. He strands the bases loaded and concludes the second inning with his second strikeout of the day. We go bottom two. Fayetteville now trails 1-0 when we come back.
All right, fans, take a look at the video board. These two lucky fans are sitting in the coolest seats in the house. You're willing to say. Hey, you've won a Tumbler Cup and ticket vouchers courtesy of Blanton's. Call Blanton's for all your air conditioning, plumbing, and electrical needs. Hey, show us what's in those tumblers. Open them up. All right, tickets galore, vouchers, so cool. Fans, join us on Friday for our 80 Deuces night game against the Delmarva Shorebirds. First 1,000 fans will get a free 80 Deuces jersey hoodie. Let's take it down to Dom. Hey, Dom, I know you're modeling that hoodie. Can we see it? Styling and profiling. Who's that girl? On the mound for the Shorebirds, Chase Alsop. Leading off the bottom of the second inning for the Woodpeckers, the Jatty King cleanup hitter of the game, the right fielder, number 44, Drew Brutcher.
Bottom of the second inning, Drew Brutcher leads it off for the Woodpeckers. He'll be followed by Trujillo and Cesar Hernandez. 1-0 Shorebirds after an inning and a half. First pitch low from Chase Alsop. 1-0 on Brutcher. Shorebirds grab their first run on an infield RBI single by Luis Guevara. Pitch a strike. No, just inside. 2-0 on Brutcher. He stands in batting 273 over 16 games. One home run, two doubles, and 13 RBIs. The pitch is a strike. Curveball hit the low outside corner. Now 2-1 on Brutcher. Drew coming off another strong road trip. Put together some solid numbers against the Shorebirds in early April, driving home 5 runs in that series. Last week on the road in Lynchburg, Brutcher went 7-for-16, drove in 6 on a 3-1 pitch. He tips it foul into the glove. Now a full count.
And that all came in the back half of that series. Two straight games with 3 hits to close it out at Bank of the James Stadium.
Next offer, down and away. And Brutcher will be the Woodpeckers' first base runner of the night against Alsop. Draws a leadoff walk. And a man aboard for Kedar Trujillo. Alsop retired 3 in a row to get his night started. Strikeout, ground out, line out, including a quick bottom of the first inning. And he's trying to extend what he did against the Woodpeckers on April 10th, dominated this Fayetteville lineup. Kedar Trujillo, righty first baseman, sits back, watches a breaking ball for strike one. The performance of his season and of his career, considering his career started this year, 5 shutout, 1 hit, 10 strikeouts as he knifed through the Woodpeckers. Outside pitch to Trujillo, and it's 1-1.
And that was in a 7-inning game, too.
The part of the game had 5-0 at the time.
The fact that he made sure the bullpen only had to get 6 outs, that's huge in a doubleheader.
Low pitch to Trujillo, and it's 2 balls and a strike. Kedar batting 295. 961 OPS with 3 home runs and 8 RBIs. Middle infield pinching, double play depth with Butcher at first. 2-1. And Trujillo pops it Left side foul territory. Hernandez drifts over, gives it a look. It'll end up in the netting. 2-1 on Trujillo. That was a wonky road series to get things going in Maryland. Team traveled on Monday. They were rained out on Tuesday. Played a doubleheader on Wednesday. Rained out again on Friday. Another doubleheader on Saturday. 2-2. And Trujillo looks at it low and away. Another full count. Hard for anybody to find flow in a series like that. The weather was cold. It was down in the 40s. Fayetteville really struggled to get going, but swept the weekend. And are 3-3 against the Shorebirds, entering a game seven of the season head-to-head tonight. 3-2 pitch, a little bit high, and back-to-back walks have placed Brutcher at second, Trujillo at first.
This is exactly the response you want out of this Woodpeckers offense. The Shorebirds forced Twine Palmer to throw pitch after pitch after pitch, and he still only got out of it with one run allowed. Now they're doing the exact same thing to Alsup. He's already had to throw 17 pitches in this inning. Now you're forcing his pitch count to go up, and you have him pitching as an adjustment to what you're doing at the plate.
Now a mound meeting with Shorebirds pitching coach Casey Day heading out there to have a chat with Alsup. Different complexion to this inning after the 1-2-3 first. He's put a pair of Woodpeckers aboard and get ready to face Cesar Hernandez. Reminder that tomorrow, if you tune us in around this time to watch some Woodpecker baseball, we'll be at home. We won't be here. We play at 11:05 a.m. tomorrow. So if you're at the office, tuning in from the West Coast, want to have some morning coffee with us, we have Education Day here at Segra. Thousands of kids around Cumberland County schools will be pouring into the ballpark, watch some Woodpecker baseball. Here's the pitch to Cesar Hernandez after the meeting on the mound, and it misses outside. 1-0.
I don't know about you, but those are some of my favorite days of the year. There's just so much energy in the ballpark, and feed off that.
Here's the 1-0 pitch. And it misses a little bit low. We may just have to camp out in the press box tonight. Early wake-up call tomorrow. Everybody will get into the ballpark around 8 or 9 a.m. to play at 11:05. Look down to second base where Brutcher leads. The 2-0 rides a little high and in. 3 balls and no strikes.
I'll admit it, it wouldn't be the first time I've slept over at a ballpark.
Wouldn't be my first time either. Here comes the 3-0 pitch, and it's high. 4-pitch walk. And Chase Alsup has loaded up the bases all by ball four. Brutcher to third, Trujillo to second. Hernandez down to first, and now the Woodpeckers have a golden opportunity to not only level this 1-0 game, but try and take the lead. And the bottom of their lineup looks to do some damage, starting with Max Holy, the 7-hitter. He stands in. Right-handed hitting second baseman. First pitch in a little tight, but called a strike.
Early on in the season, Holy was the king of walks. Mm-hmm. He had 2 different games with 3 in the opening series against Lynchburg.
Sidelined for about 2 weeks due to injury, but playing in his 7th game tonight. Flinches the hands on an inside changeup, called strike 2. The numbers are there, though, for Maxwell. He has been on the diamond. You mentioned the walks, Ryan. 9 walks, 6 strikeouts, a 577 on base percentage across 26 plate appearances. He swings and fists one foul left of third. Count stays at nothing and 2 on Holy, who returned to the Woodpecker lineup last week in Lynchburg. No doubles, a triple, and a home run for him in his first 6 games. 3 runs driven in. Mentioned those 9 walks, 6 Ks, couple of stolen bases as well. Another 2-strike pitch lined into the opposite field. Velasquez to his right. He can't get it. It drifts over his head and all the way to the base of the wall. Brutcher home from third. Trujillo circles in. Holy stretching to third. He's cleared him with a 3-run triple. 3-1 Woodpeckers as Max Holy lines it over the leaping glove of Velasquez into right. And the second it got through the right fielder, you knew that everybody was coming home and Holy was heading for three. We'll see how they officially score that. I don't know if it ever hit Velasquez's glove. The momentum of the baseball kept on going through the right fielder, and it is officially scored, a three-run triple.
Tell you what, there are much worse ways to reintroduce yourself to the Fayetteville faithful. His first at-bat back at Segra Stadium following the injury, it could not have gone much better than that. Stayed back on an 0-2 changeup and just grooved it out into right field.
A second triple of the season for Holy, and this first pitch to Esmiel Valencia runs inside, grazes him. It clipped him on the left leg before heading to the screen. And boy, pure chaos for the Shorebird starter, Chase Alsop. Three walks followed by a bases-clearing triple, and now he's hit a man. Runners at the corners with nobody out. Wander Luciano, the nine-man, stands in. To pick up that point with Holy's second triple of the year. RBIs number 4, 5, and 6. Infield plays shallow. Luciano waves through a curve. He was a little early on it. And it's nothing in one. Now 40 pitches for Alsop after his quick 1-2-3 first. Runner going to second base as Luciano drives it into center. Tavara angling to his left, circles behind, makes the catch deep enough for Holy to tag from third. He struts in, and the Woodpeckers have added to their second inning lead. 4-1 on the Luciano sacrifice fly. Perfect situational hitting with Valencia holding down at first.
The Woodpeckers generated some momentum by stranding the bases loaded in the top half of this inning. And now the hitters are picking up where Twine Palmer left off. It's great to see this team respond, especially after the turbulent first two innings defensively they had.
Lucas Spence rips one on the ground out to second base. Runner was going. Guevara picks up, throws out Spence. But a well-designed hit and run will get Valencia down to second and avoid any chance of the Shorebirds turning the double play. Spence goes to 0 for 2, and now it's Caden Powell. 4-1 Woodpeckers. A four-run response in the bottom of this second inning. Three-run triple by Max Holy, followed by the sack fly from Luciano. Big lead off a second for Valencia. Nobody holding him close. And he's going to third. First pitch to Powell is a pitch out. Throw down to third, not in time. Valencia swipes third base, and even with the intended pitch out and the throwdown, Valencia had such a wide lead that it was going to be practically impossible to get him. I believe they allowed him to get almost 20, 25 feet off of that second base bag. Now Caden Powell takes a little bit high, and it's 2-0.
They say the old adage, don't make the last out at third base. Yeah, Valencia was not making the last out with
no
that
chance.
Jump.
2-0, and Powell goes after a fastball, sends it straight backwards. 2-1 on Caden. Powell is grounded out to short today. Four runs on one hit for the Woodpeckers in this inning. Slider down and outside. Three balls and a strike on Powell. Caden was a contributor on Sunday in the 10-2 victory over the Hillcats. Went 2-for-5 with a couple runs driven in. Also scored once. Takes low on the 3-1, and down he goes to first. Fourth walk of the inning for Alsop. He's also hit a man. And Hansel Villarreal, the final batter of the nine, to see Alsop in this inning. So not the showing that the Shorebirds got out of Alsop the last time he saw the Woodpeckers with his two walks, 10 strikeouts. Since that point, he walked three on the road in Carolina, four against Augusta last time out. Today, another four free passes and the hit batter. Villarreal takes down and away. And it's ball one. three-year pitcher at Auburn. Runner going to second base. A pump fake by Ehrman. Throws down to third, and Valencia caught sliding in. So perfectly disguised by Ehrman, that pump fake baited Valencia off of the bag. And Ryan, like you said, never make the final out at third base. The Woodpeckers end up doing it after all. But they score four runs. The big swing, a Max Holy three-run triple to right. And they take a 4-1 lead into the third when we come back.
Smile, Cam. Show us those pearly whites and smile wide. Leading off the top of the third inning for the Shorebirds, the third.
Woodpeckers strike for four in the bottom of the second. They have a 4-1 lead entering the top of the third. And to take through the action, let's send it over to Ryan.
Thanks, Andrew. Michael Hernandez gets the inning started with a swing and a miss at a changeup in the dirt, nothing in one. It's Kevin Guerrero and Alfredo Velasquez to follow as the Shorebirds now find themselves chasing the game. Fayetteville exploded for four runs in the bottom of the second, and they find themselves ahead 4-1. The 0-1. Hernandez grounds it to the left side. Luciano scoops it up, throw across the diamond in plenty of time. Two pitches, one out for Twine Palmer. The one positive for Twine after throwing so many pitches in the first two innings, 53 to be exact, is he got plenty of rest while his offense went to work in the bottom half of the second. Nobody on, one away for Kevin Guerrero. The wind and the toss. Guerrero skies it into center field. Spence back towards the track, locates the baseball, and makes the play right in front of the wall. It's deja vu for Palmer. In the top of the second, it took him six pitches to get through the first two hitters, and in the third, he's trimmed that down to three. The bases are clear, two outs, as Palmer searches for his first 1-2-3 inning of the contest. Doing so against Alfredo Velasquez. The windup and the toss. That's inside 1-0. 4-1, the Woodpeckers lead the Shorebirds in this Tuesday evening series opener. Here's the 1-0. Check swing on a slider in the dirt. Appeal to first, and base umpire John Reed says no swing. Velasquez to this point 0-for-1. He grounded out to second to lead off the second. The 2-0. A high fly ball to playable center field. Spence camps underneath and pulls it down. It's a complete 180 for Twine Palmer. It takes him just six pitches to get through the top of the third. A good sign for the Woodpeckers as they look to add on. 4-1 through 2.5 at Segra Stadium. This is the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Groups in attendance tonight. Take a look at the big board. When you see your name, make some noise and let us know where you're sitting. You lack. We'd also like to thank everyone celebrating their birthday with us tonight. Happy birthday, Jeremiah Gibson. Happy birthday, Logan. Happy birthday, Kelsey Pondo. And we'd like to wish a happy 14th year anniversary to season ticket holders, Carrie and Ashley. Nothing hits the spot like Woodpeckers baseball and hot, cheesy goodness. If the Woodpeckers score in the third inning, every fan in the ballpark gets a free medium order of Culver's Cheese Curds with any purchase.
The Woodpeckers got tomorrow. Exactly what they needed in a 1-2-3 top of the third inning. After exploding for four runs in the bottom of the second, they maintain their three-run edge. 4-1 the score as we head to the bottom of the third. Fayetteville on top with the heart of the order up in Hansel Villarreal, Drew Brutscher, and Kedar Trujillo. Chase Alsup stays on the mound. His first delivery up and in to Villarreal. He hasn't yet joined the hit parade, but then again, very few Woodpeckers have tonight. The 1-0. Ground ball towards third. Hernandez plays it on one bounce. Throw to first in plenty of time. And Alsup has a two-pitch out to start the frame. Despite the four runs, Fayetteville hasn't needed to swing the bat. Just one hit, the Max Holy three-run triple. The rest of their offense in the bottom of the second, walks and hit batsmen. Drew Brutscher was the first of those. He's up with one away in the bottom of the third. First pitch to him, a curveball that ranges in. He was the first of those three runs to score on the triple. 4-1, Fayetteville on top with still plenty of game to play. The 1-0, a curveball drops below the knees. Two balls and no strikes to the cleanup man. Brutscher's been having himself a great run as of late. The windup and the 2-0. Alsup hits his spot with a fastball, 2-1. Finished off the Lynchburg series with seven hits in the final three games, including three apiece in both of the weekend contests. The 2-1. Line shot in the left. That's down for a base hit. The beat goes on for Brutscher. Make it eight hits in four games following that base hit. One on, one out for Kedar Trujillo. Brutscher's now been on twice tonight, one for one following his walk in his first plate appearance. And it passes the torch to Kedar Trujillo. Alsup goes back to the stretch. Here he comes. Trujillo smacks this ball in a straightaway center. Tavera on the run towards the track, reaches up and makes the play. Brutscher races back to first as the throw comes into the infield. Trujillo nearly beat Tavera to the deepest part of the park, but the center fielder shows off his range to secure the second out of the frame.
Any other part of the yard, Ryan, and Trujillo probably has his fourth home run of the season. Tested the reaches of Segura. Tough to get it all the way to that batter's eye, especially with the high wall in center field.
Off the bat, 102.7 miles an hour. Cesar Hernandez watches a fastball go by to start his first AB. Didn't have one in the second. He was the third of three straight walks to open it. 4-1 Fayetteville on top. One on, two out in the bottom of the third. Alsup delivers. Fastball catches the inside half, 1-1. Hernandez hasn't had to do too much out in left field today. The 1-1. In there for a strike, Ehrman pops up to look Brutscher back to first, 1-2. He did have to twist and turn his way back to the track to deny Fernando Peguero a hit. All he had to do was waltz to first on the walk and then race home on the Holy triple. The 1-2. A half swing results in a line drive foul towards the Delmarva dugout on the third base side. Probably shouldn't admit this, but I think the train horn threw me off just then. Right in the middle of my thought, it just decided to interrupt me. Another 1-2. Hernandez chops it foul to the first base side this time. Nice hands by first base coach slash development coach Alfredo Granier in the coach's box. He's not too far from his playing career at Birmingham Southern College. He's still got it. Hernandez continues to battle. Brutcher on the move. The 1-2 grounded to second. Guevara picks it up. Throw to first. Ends the inning. And after surrendering four runs in his last time on the mound, Alsup returns with a scoreless third. Fayetteville cannot add on, but through the game's first third, they're up 3. 4-1 as we head to the top of the fourth on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, you know a smooth infield, a flawless backyard, both take expertise. While our crew keeps Segra Stadium looking sharp, let Perfection Landscaping handle your outdoor space with top-notch landscaping and custom pools. Call today and make your yard a fan favorite. Segra provides Segra Stadium with free public Wi-Fi. Log on now by selecting hashtag GoSegra.
The offense has come in the second inning so far this evening, but Fayetteville put up a four spot to account for four of the five runs. 4-1, they lead the Delmarva Shorebirds as we head to the top of the fourth. Edry Campos, Cole Ehrman, and Andres Nolaya get another shot at Twine Palmer. The right-hander deals. Campos pops it up into shallow left. Hernandez misjudges it initially, but backs up in the nick of time to make the catch. One pitch, one out for Palmer. After struggling through the first two innings, he's figured it out and gotten the Shorebirds on seven pitches over his last four outs.
Yeah, this is the type of efficiency that Palmer thought he found in the second. Then all those base runners reached with two outs, but now he's settled and retired five in a row.
That brings in Cole Ehrman, takes a look at a first pitch fastball for a strike. 4-1, the Woodpeckers lead the Shorebirds in the top of the fourth. The wind and the toss. Check swing on a low outside slider. One ball and one strike to the former Cal State Fullerton Titan. Nobody on, one away as Delmarva looks to get back into this contest. Palmer's 1-1. Ehrman goes fishing on the low change. Villarreal immediately dumps that ball into the Fayetteville dugout, and Palmer gets a fresh pearl ahead of the 1-2. Ehrman to this point 1-for-1, but a cue shot single into right field on a pitch that Palmer executed. He was the first of four straight base runners that resulted in Delmarva's only run. The 1-2 to him. Laid on the fastball, but he fouls it over the Fayetteville dugout on the first base side. As we talked about in that fourth, despite the run, Palmer did his part on the mound. Back to work, another 1-2. Ehrman dribbles it up the third base line, and it hits the railing of the Delmarva dugout. He's been much more efficient since then, and with his pitch count rising towards the 75-pitch limit, he's needed it. Another 1-2. Once again, Ehrman spoils it towards his own dugout. This time, manager-slash-third base coach Colin Woody beats the ball to the railing. There's no action in the Fayetteville bullpen just yet, although a right-hander is starting to warm up. Another 1-2, this one just a bit high and wide. Stone cold take from Ehrman to level the count at 2. Yoan Ogando is the tandem tonight. The break even to Ehrman. Low and outside, the count goes full. But normally, they take over with a fresh inning, so we'll see a bridge in all likelihood. Palmer settles on the rubber. A nod and the payoff pitch. Line shot down the left field line. That curls foul. Probably would have been extra bases, but just a little too much topspin, and Ehrman will have to try it again with another full count pitch upcoming. Palmer's pitch count is now up to 71. Hard to imagine this isn't his last batter. Another 3-2 on the way. Ehrman backs out of the way of a high inside fastball, and he takes ball four. He's on for the second time. One for one is the Delmarva backstop. And all eyes are on the Fayetteville dugout. Will Palmer get another hitter? Ansel Villarreal makes his walk to the mound, perhaps to just go through the signs with Palmer as Andres Nolaya takes his place in the batter's box.
Yeah, they may give him one more batter. Either that or Villarreal's going to go pop into the crouch, and then Carlos Lugo is going to jump up off that top step and take Twine away. But yeah, looks like they might actually let him stay up there.
At the moment, he's leaning over the rail having a conversation with development coach Alfredo Granier. And Andrew, you're right, he's going to get another batter. A right-on-right matchup with Nolaya in the pitch. Big cut and a miss. Palmer got him to go after the low changeup for a strike. 4-1 Fayetteville on top. One on, one out in the top of the fourth. The Shorebirds do have the tying run in the on-deck circle. Palmer nods. Here's the 0-1. Same pitch. This time, Nolaya lays off 1-1. Nolaya, a catcher by trade, gets the start at first base tonight. But he's played more than those two positions against the Woodpeckers. The 1-1, broken back ground ball to the left side. Luciano takes it. Throw to second for one. On to first. Trujillo can't make the pick. Nolaya races towards second, immediately hits the brakes, throw back to first. He slides in feet first, and he's safe. Nearly an inning-ending double play, but Trujillo can't bail out wholly, and the frame continues for Guevara.
Yeah, no error, can't assume the double play, but Twine Palmer was certainly hoping to get it. Have the opportunity to complete four innings, and instead it'll be 3 2/3. Carlos Lugo coming to the mound.
Palmer rebounded well. Had to throw north of 50 pitches to get through the first two frames. But he gave this Woodpeckers offense enough time to get going. And he departs by giving the lead up to the first reliever out of the pen. He gets a nice round of applause on his way back to the dugout. It looks like it's up to Dawil Almonte to finish off the fourth when we come back. 4-1 Fayetteville on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
This Woodpecker's call to the bullpen is being brought to you by Black's Tire and Auto Services. Now pitching for the Woodpeckers, number 15, Francisco Frias.
No es malo tener nuestros demonios si los reconocemos. No, no. Malo es cuando nos convertimos en alguien que no somos y lo sabemos. Sí, sí. Cuando tocamos fondo, nos miramos al fondo y nos conocemos. Sí, sí. Yeah, yeah. Y el dinero no lo es todo, pero vivo más tranquilo.
It's up to Francisco Frias to finish the top of the fourth for the Woodpeckers, and he's got a three-run lead in tow. 4-1, the hosts lead it. A runner stands on first base. That's Andres Nolaya. Luis Guevara can turn over the lineup card and get the tying run into the batter's box. Two outs in the frame, only one for Frias to get, and that will be a successful outing for him. The pitch on its way, just a touch outside, ball one. As mentioned, Yoan Ogando is the second half of the tandem with Twine Palmer. So in all likelihood, Frias is only going to be called upon to get one out. A nod, now the 1-0. Guevara fouls it back to the netting, a ball and a strike. Frias has been one of the most frequently used pitchers out of the Fayetteville bullpen in April. Already this is eighth appearance, to this point a 1-1 record with a 3.12 ERA. Through 8 2/3 innings, he's allowed 3 runs, all earned on 4 hits, 4 walks, as he misses low and outside, 2-1. And to finish that thought, 10 strikeouts. As for Palmer, his line is not yet complete. Frias readies, here's the 2-1. Guevara takes below the knees, 3 balls and a strike. To this point, Palmer's 3 2/3 innings have yielded 3 hits, 1 run. That was changed from earned to unearned. 3 walks, 2 strikeouts, though he is responsible for Nolaya at first. Trujillo holds him there. He's got a big lead, the 3-1. Guevara takes, and it's low and in, ball 4. So immediately out of the pen, Frias issues the free pass. And Brylan Tavera walks into the right-handed batter's box, representing the tying run. Frias will face one more batter than the Woodpeckers would have liked, but still a chance to get out of this with a 0 on the board and a 3-run lead intact. He looks back to the lead runner, Olaya. His pitch to Tavera, up and away, 1-0. 4-1, Fayetteville leads it, but Delmarva threatens in the top of the fourth. 2 outs, 2-1. Nolaya stands at second, Guevara at first. Frias checks in on the lead runner, the 1-0. Tavera can't hold up on the low outside slider. Frias had him fooled, and it's 1-1. Tavera's already standing in for the third time. 1-for-1, a single, a stolen base, and a walk to his name. The 1-1. Low and away, this time Tavera keeps the bat on his shoulder. He's also made a couple of nice plays in center field, especially on Trujillo's fly ball that reached the wall. A quick check to Nolaya. Frias ready with a 2-1. Tavera taps it to the backstop, and Frias is a pitch away from finishing the fourth. The Shorebirds have had their moments tonight. 3 hits, they've drawn 4 walks, also stolen a bag. But to this point, just the 1 run. And that was on an infield hit. Frias is ready with the break even. Tavera skies this to left center. Back to the track goes Spence at the wall. This one is gone. Brylan Tavera got one middle-middle and deposits it into the rocking porch seats out in center field. Just like that, this game is tied at 4.
Well, the Shorebirds don't hit many of those this year, just their 4th home run as a team. And it comes at an opportune time. Tie game just like that. One of those runs going to the line to Twine Palmer to officially close his day. And like you said, Ryan, that was a pretty meaty fastball. 93, about knee-high, right down the center. And it goes an estimated 365 is what it reads. It went farther than that.
In steps Fernando Peguero as he takes a look at a first pitch ball, 1-0. 4 runs for the Shorebirds tonight, the 1-0. Peguero rips it to second. Holy's right there to snag it. And that closes out the top of the fourth. All 4 of Delmarva's runs have come with 2 outs. They have batted when they've needed to level the score. 4-4 as we head to the bottom of the fourth at Segra Stadium on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Boy, Nelly, Diddy, Murphy,
It's time for the Peanut Butter Pup Challenge. Let's go down to Dominique on the first base concourse with our contestants. Take it away, Dom.
Thanks, Mr. Thomas. All right, we have the Peanut Butter Pup Challenge in the black jersey. We've got Autumn, and in the black and white jersey, we have Parker. Human, are you ready? All right. Dog to eat the most wins. Let's go. Put the glasses up. All right, so it looks like Autumn's going right in. Parker's playing no games either. It's going to be a close one. You guys also make sure to come over to the Fayetteville Pet Resort tent. They've got treats. Not peanut butter, but treats. Oh, Parker's taking a break. Come on, Parker. All right, you might be for a second. Parker, let's go. Consistency is key. I think Parker's full. Uh-oh. All right, well, we're going to call it. Back to you, Ray.
3.5 innings in at Segra Stadium. We are right back where we started. Fayetteville put up a four spot in the bottom of the second. Delmarva responded with a three-run home run to tie the game last half inning. Max Holy, Esmiel Valencia, and Wander Luciano, the bottom third of the order, will try and respond against Chase Alsup, who starts Holy off with a first-pitch fastball for a strike. After giving up the four runs in the bottom of the second, Alsup bounced back in the third, and now he's got a new lease on life. The 0-1. Low and away, that doesn't tempt Holy, 1-1. His offense bailed him out, and he has a shot to get through four, just like Twine Palmer in the top half of this inning. Here's the 1-1. Holy chops it up the middle. Campos plays it to his left, can't handle it cleanly, and Holy makes it to first. Campos never got a clean grip of that chopper. And as a result, Holy reaches on an E6.
Yep, just tried to flip it from glove to throwing hand and did not initially grip it the way he wanted to. You have just a split second to try and recover and make that play. Once he bobbled it a second time, third time, it was all over.
That forces Alsup into the stretch against Esmiel Valencia, his first pitch. Big cut and a miss on the high heater, nothing to one. We're all square at four. One run in the second, three in the fourth for the Shorebirds. All four tallies came in the second for the Woodpeckers. The Shorebirds doubling up the Woodpeckers in hits 4-2. Before the 0-1, a toss to first. It bounces in, but Nolaya makes the pick. Tried to deke Holy, but he wasn't having it. Can't fault Nolaya for trying. The first baseman continues to hold Holy at the bag. A big hole on the right side of the infield. Also up 0-1. Valencia late on the fastball once more. It's nothing in two. We'll see how much longer Alsup's leash is. The Shorebirds do have a right-hander warming in the pen right now. From the first base side of the rubber, Alsup deals the 0-2. Big swing and a miss, strike three. Three fastballs, and Valencia was late every time. Holy remains at first, one away for Wander Luciano. It looks like Simon Leandro getting loose in the Delmarva bullpen. Alsup stays maybe numbered. He remains in the stretch against the nine-hole hitter. Here's his pitch. Luciano rips it in to right. It's down for a hit. Holy had to wait for that ball to drop. He remains at second. They try to get him on the throw back, but he scampers to second safely. Two of the first three runners aboard for Fayetteville, and they turn over the lineup for Lucas Spence with a chance to restore their lead.
I really like the swings we've seen out of Luciano when he's been at home last couple of weeks. Well-struck line drives in last series. Good swings tonight.
That brings in the leadoff man, Lucas Spence. First pitch to him, a curveball low and outside, 1-0.
And Luciano, despite not having the best-looking numbers, he brings you quality at-bats, makes great contact. Doesn't always result in hits, but the measurables are there. The 1-0. Spence looks at a slider low, 2-0. You just can't take your eyes off that third baseman. He always finds a way to do something. It's 4-4 between the Shorebirds and the Woodpeckers, but Fayetteville threatening to take their lead back. A check on Holy at second. Alsup deals the 2-0. Low and outside, 3-0 to Spence. The man at the plate currently has the longest hitting streak and on-base streak on the team, 9 and 16 respectively. He's a pitch away from upping the ladder to 17. Here's the 3-0. Fastball splits the plate. Spence thought he had the walk instead. Home plate umpire Elena Giorgio calls strike one. Spence takes a deep breath as he steps back into the left-handed batter's box. Alsup's toss. It's ripped into left center. Peguero on the move towards the gap, and he can't get there. It one hops over the wall. An automatic double gives Fayetteville their lead back. Once again, Lucas Spence comes through. It's 5-4.
Well, a fantastic swing by Lucas Spence, who's mostly gotten on this year by way of walk and single, but he really put a charge into that one. Now, unfortunately, Ryan, the ball hopping over the wall does cost Fayetteville a potential run. With where that ball was hit, it was no doubt going to score Luciano, but the dead ball stops him at third instead of allowing him to come home.
However, that automatic double does end the night for Alsup. Manager Colin Woody comes out of the dugout to take the ball from his starter, and the first man out of the pen inherits a jam. Fayetteville finds themselves back in front 5-4. Two runners in scoring position for Caden Powell when we come back. Bottom of the fourth continues in just a few moments on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Murders know he won't perform, tell security, don't search me. Bossy only 13, home on the baby monster, but I really want to sign. Treat the young just like he mastered. My pops ain't have a bun. Look, mom, we were number one last year. Don't panic, look what I've become.
Fans, this pitching change is brought to you by the North Carolina Education Lottery. Did you know the North Carolina Education Lottery now has Cash Pop? Cash Pop is the newest draw game, and your mind will be blown when you see how easy it is to play. Pick any number between 1 and 15. If it matches the number drawn, you win. Now pitching for the Shorebirds, number 26, Excel Korea.
The Shorebirds find themselves in a jam after Lucas Spence's automatic double puts the Peckers back in front. 5-4 as we continue the bottom of the fourth. Spence on second, Luciano on third for Caden Powell as he faces off against the new arm, Excel Correa. First pitch to him. Powell pops it up on the infield behind the mound. The shortstop Campos calls for it and makes the catch. One pitch, one out. Correa couldn't ask for much more, and he's an out away from halting the Fayetteville rally to just one run, but he's got Hansel Villarreal to contend with. As for the starter, Alsup, the last run he allowed was unearned thanks to the Campos error, but the two aboard are his responsibility. Correa delivers to Villarreal and finds the inside edge. 3 1/3 innings for the former Auburn Tiger, allowed 5 runs, 4 earned to this point on 4 hits, 4 walks, and 2 strikeouts in his second go-around against the Woodpeckers. Correa pauses. 0-1. Villarreal fouls it above his own dugout on the first base side, and Correa is a strike away from ending the fourth. Instead of using a bridge, the Shorebirds went right to the second half of their tandem. Correa this season 0-2, his record with a 3.78 ERA in four games, two starts. Good numbers so far. The 0-2 inside on Villarreal. He had to twist out of the way of a breaker. To this point, 16 2/3 innings in the books. He's allowed 11 runs, 7 earned on 19 hits. He's walked 5, struck out 18, a 1.44 whip. Correa with the belt high set. His 1-2. Villarreal tips it to the backstop as he stays alive. A bit of a difference in philosophy, that. The Woodpeckers elected to bring Francisco Frias into the game and let Yoan Ogando come in with a clean inning. But the Shorebirds are comfortable letting Correa work out of a jam. A look to third. Another 1-2. Villarreal pops it above the net out of play. We'll try it again. It's not as though they don't trust Correa, though. He's been excellent this season. The right-hander readjusts his jersey as he nods to his catcher, Ehrman. From the first base side of the rubber, another 1-2. Villarreal spits on a low and away slider. Should he reach, the red-hot Drew Brutcher waits on deck. He's already 1-for-1 today with a walk and a run scored. Correa takes his time. Ehrman sets up low. The break even to Villarreal. A chopper towards the second base bag. Guevara plays it on two hops. Throw to first in time. And the Shorebirds put the clamps on a Woodpecker rally. However, Fayetteville finds themselves in front thanks to their most consistent bat. Lucas Spence's automatic double untied the game. Fayetteville is in front 5-4 through 4 on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
It's time for the Simba Cam.
As expected, Francisco Frias departs after a third of an inning, and it's up to Yoan Ogando, the second half of the tandem, to protect the lead. It's 5-4 through 4 thanks to the Lucas Spence automatic double. And to take you through the next two innings and introduce the new arm, here's Andrew Chapman back on the play-by-play.
All right, thank you, Ryan. Ogando 0-1 on the year with a 4.63 ERA. Tonight, his fifth appearance of the season and second in relief. He has an 11 2/3 innings this season, 17 walks, 14 strikeouts. A big thing for Ogando is just controlling that strike zone. Accurate pitches, and he misses up high on the first one to Michael Hernandez, 1-0 on the Shorebirds three-hitter. Ogando winds, kicks, and delivers. Misses down and away, and it's now 2-0. Guerrero on deck, then Velasquez, so 3-4-5 meaty part of the order for Ogando to settle in against. Peers over that two-tone mitt. Target set high and in. Here comes the 2-0. And Hernandez takes a strike right down the center of the plate. Agando is a 20-year-old who will soon celebrate his 21st birthday on May 23rd. Here's the wind, the leg kick, and 2-1. Slips down and outside, gets through Villarreal. Three balls and a strike. Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic native, Johan Elias Agando. Returner from the 2024 squad, pitched in 9 games as purely a reliever last season. 1-0 in his first taste of the Carolina League. He pitched to a 5.27 ERA last year. 3-1 coming. And it's fought off foul, straight backwards. A full count on Michael Hernandez, who has walked and grounded out to third. Shorebirds tied the game briefly in the top of the fourth on a 3-run home run from Brylan Tavera. Woodpeckers got it right back in the home half on a go-ahead ground rule double from Spence. Another payoff coming home. And Hernandez strikes out swinging. Good bounce back from Johan Agando as he goes from 3-1 behind to fanning Hernandez for the first out of the fifth. And now it's Kevin Guerrero.
That's what Agando brings to the table. When he locates his fastball, it's tough to hit. 95 on the gun to blow it right past Hernandez.
First one on the way, misses down and outside. And Guerrero ahead 1-0. Guerrero hit one deep to center field all the way to the warning track back in the third. Fell just short of a homer. The 1-0 pitch misses away. Two balls and no strikes. Agando pitched last week on the road against Lynchburg. An April 23rd appearance. That was on Wednesday. The 2-1. High fastball gets him to chase upstairs. In that outing, Agando pitched 2 innings. He was in a starter role. Gave up 2 hits, 2 runs, both of those earned on 4 walks and 2 Ks. The 2-1. Guerrero pulls a ground ball out to short. Squared up by Pal, he 2 hands, steps and throws over to first for out number 2. So quick start to this top 5 for Agando out of the bullpen. Final lines elsewhere in the box score for Woodpecker Arms. Twine Palmer saw one inherited runner come home to his line on the 3-run home run from Tavera. He finishes with 3 2/3 innings, 3 hits, 2 runs, 1 earned, 3 walks, 2 strikeouts. And Frias took 2 runs of the damage on the Tavera round tripper. First pitch strike to the righty Piguero, Alfredo Velasquez, that is. And it's nothing in 1. So in just a brief bridge roll, Francisco Frias gives up the 1 hit, the 3-run home run, suffers 2 earned runs of damage, a walk and a strikeout, and it inflates his season ERA to an even 5. Carlos Lugo quickly jumped out of the dugout with Daniel Gonzalez to see if Villarreal needed some assistance. He's okay behind the plate. Next pitch. Chases after an outside slider. Velasquez down nothing in 2. Delmarva right fielder is hitless in 2 trips. A ground out to second, a fly out to center. Infield, outfield. And nearly straight away. You do have Trujillo pretty far off of that first base line. And Holy pinching towards the middle. So that right side of the infield banking on Velasquez to pull the ball. Agando winds, kicks and deals. And nearly clips Velasquez, who steps out of the right side. It's now 1-2. Next pitch. It is flied out into straightaway center field for Lucas Spence. Hardly has to move. Just a couple subtle steps back makes the catch short of the track. And Johan Agando puts together a 1-2-3 top of the fifth inning. Woodpeckers lead by a run as we reach the midway point. 5-4 the score from downtown Fayetteville, North Carolina. Back in a moment.
T-shirts. Get on your feet and get loud for the Brian Huffman T-shirt toss.
leading off.
Downtown Fayetteville, North Carolina, the scene of this series opener between the Woodpeckers and the Shorebirds. Andrew Chapman alongside Ryan Zimmerman with you on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, Bally Live, MILB.TV. Drew Brutcher leading things off against XL Correa in his first full inning of work. He came on and picked up the final two outs of the fourth. Now begins a clean fifth with the Woodpeckers out in front 5-4. First pitch missing low, now the 1-0, and Brutcher loops it foul over towards the train tracks. And that baseball actually hopped on to a moving train. So next destination is somewhere up north. That foul ball might make it to Virginia. Outside on the pitch, now 2-1 on Brutcher.
Unfortunately, that's not an Amtrak, so a passenger doesn't get a new souvenir out there.
That's right. It's okay for baseballs to jump onto the moving trains, frowned upon for humans to do it. 1-2 pitch, and Brutcher just subtly fights away an inside breaking ball. He didn't want to swing, but he had to spoil it. So stays 1-2.
You never tried to jump off a moving train before?
Nope. I've climbed on a train before that was not moving, but I wouldn't want to risk anything. 1-2 pitch. Brutcher with a line drive towards second base over the leap of Guevara and out into right field. A little piece of two-strike hitting to lead off the home fifth. Drew Brutcher has reached in all three of his plate appearances tonight, a walk and two singles. Strong road series where he went 7-for-16 against Lynchburg pitching and out to a quick start in the return home.
Well, that ups his hit streak to four games and his multi-hit game streak to three. He's seeing the ball really well as of late.
Free agent signing who was playing in the indie ball ranks before coming into the professional system and transitioning some of those good offensive numbers in indie ball over to single A. And now it's Kedar Trujillo who muscled up and hit one deep out into center in the third but fell just short. He watches the first pitch, a called strike.
What impresses me about that is because he signed so late. He didn't have a spring training.
Trujillo whiffs on a fastball, 0-2 now.
He signed last week of March, got here pretty much right when he signed, and despite not competing in spring training games, not seeing live ABs in competitive settings, he's gotten off to the ground running.
Pitch misses low to Trujillo.
Let me rephrase that. He's off the ground. Third time's a charm. Third time is a charm. He is off and running. There we go.
That is it.
See, it's our first game after the road trip.
See if he wants to be off and running here. He's got a short lead off of first. Here's the 1-2. And Trujillo with a high chopper over to third. Played on one big bounce by Hernandez. Goes to second for one. There will be no throw to first. Brutcher, the leading runner, forced out, and Trujillo aboard with a fielder's choice. Thought since that ball was shallow on the infield that Hernandez would opt to go to first base, but Brutcher, due to his short lead, just wasn't able to get to second in time. And now with one out, man at first, here's lefty Cesar Hernandez, 5-4 Fayetteville. They've taken a pair of leads tonight. And Hernandez gets under the very first pitch, sends a soaring pop fly into shallow right field. Guevara out from second, Velasquez in from right. He calls off the infielder and makes the grab. So Hernandez retired. He goes to 0-for-2. Now Max Holy trying to do something with the two-out base runner. Woodpeckers jumped in front 4-1 after two innings. Delmarva leveled the game with a three-run home run in the top of the fourth. Fayetteville grabbed it right back on a go-ahead ground rule double from Lucas Spence in the bottom of the fourth inning. Symmetrical line scores today as the first one misses outside to Holy. 5 runs on 5 hits, 1 error for the Woodpeckers. 4 runs on 4 hits, 1 error for Delmarva. Short lead off of first for Trujillo. Not a threat to run as Holy takes a pitch a little high and inside, but called a strike. And it's 1-1. XL Correa, 20 pitches into this relief outing. Through an inning and a third, scoreless as he throws the 1-1 and misses high, shoulder level on Max. 2 balls and a strike, he gets ahead. Holy's swing in the second inning, standing as the top knock of the day for the Woodpeckers. A three-run triple to the right field wall. Cleared the bases. Step in the 2-1. High again. Three balls and a strike on Holy. It was his second triple of the season. And upped his RBI total to six. It's now Holy and Villarreal, who are tied for the team lead with a pair of triples. 3-1 is a thigh-high changeup. And that was a strike two. Elena Giorgio went into the ring-em-up motion. It was a 3-1 pitch. Max says, not just yet, I got another chance. Trying to preserve this bottom five. 3-2 with two outs. The runner will be moving. Long pause. Here it comes from Correa. And Holy takes outside for ball four. Good eye on a curveball spinning just to the outer part of the plate. And the Woodpeckers managed to get two aboard with two outs for Esmiel Valencia.
That's just what Max Holy does. He's got a great feel for the zone, and you don't see him swing at balls too often. His patience just gave Esmiel Valencia a chance to give Fayetteville some insurance.
Valencia stands in 0-for-1, has been hit by a pitch and struck out swinging. Checks his swing on an inside fastball. They appeal, and base umpire John Reed says no. That was awful close. Maybe 49% of the way for Valencia. Infield and outfield about straight up against Valencia. And time will be called. Cole Ehrman going to head out to the mound and have a chat with his reliever, Correa. We'll start to peek around the out-of-town scoreboard for you tonight as new series pop up all around the Carolinas. We'll have some Astros affiliate scores for you as well, along with some big league action. Carolina League tonight, the Augusta Green Jackets on the road in Kannapolis. They lead 3-2 in the bottom of the seventh inning. Myrtle Beach is out in Zebulon. Red Hot Mudcats at 15-6, league best record. They lead 7-3 tonight in the top of the sixth inning. Off the end of the bat, a line drive hit out to second base. Guevara collects at the belt, fires over to first, and retires Valencia to end the bottom of the fifth. Woodpeckers unable to add to their one-run lead. They strand a pair off one hit, no errors. And we head to the sixth inning, 5-4 Woodpeckers in the series opener.
All right, fans, it's time for the Hutchins Law Firm Fan Challenge. Let's go down to Dominique with our contestant. Take it away, Dom.
Thank you, Ray. All right, guys, we're going to sit in here with one of our season ticket holders, and what we're going to do is we're going to try to keep a balloon afloat with a straw. Are you ready, Mark? All right, let's try to get this done. Woo! Let me get out of the way. Oh, you guys make some noise for Mark. It was a challenge, but a good one. Hutchins Law Firm, make sure to go there for all your real estate or estate needs. Back to you, Ray.
So big, I tell the guests to use a map. He won my playhouse, I ask him where's the fun in that.
Let's go.
Seeing all these blessings, man, I think I pray too much. Lately, I've been feeling like I turn up way too much. Where the drink, where the drink? Sun got us all day. Raise the glasses up. Party, party. Man's really going down. Make your way to the crowd. Right now, right now. Right now, right now. I feel too heavy, you can save me. I meditate on a daily to keep saying. I mean, I'm going out my mind. I'm going crazy. I think it might be my season. I'm elevated.
Back on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Johan Ogando.
Johan Ogando threw a scoreless inning in relief tonight. He carries a 5-4 lead into the top of the sixth. Edry Campos, the Shorebird six-hitter, leads it off. And on the first pitch of the inning, he swings and loops one foul over our broadcast location. It's nothing and one. Campos, Cole Ehrman, then Andres Nalaya, the 6, 7, and 8 of the Shorebirds lineup. Here comes the motion and the 0-1. A swing and a pop out into shallow right center field. Holy and Powell come together, the middle infield. It is Holy making the drifting catch for the first out of the inning. So four up, four down for Yoan Egondo. He fell behind a few hitters in the fifth inning. In fact, all three he faced, but he ultimately got the outs. An efficient start for Egondo in the reliever role tonight in tandem throughout the year. He's starting games this season, something he did not do over nine appearances last year. Tugs the first pitch outside to Cole Ehrman, and it's 1-0. Ehrman tonight has reached in both trips, a single and a walk. The line, the kick, and the 1-0 pitch swings through a hovering slider to the outside. Now 1-1. Sits back, watches another breaking ball. That's strike two on Ehrman. West Hills, California native. 6 foot tall catcher. And Ehrman, a 16th round draft pick by the Orioles in 2023. Here's the motion, the 1-2 offer. Ehrman pops this up along the third baseline. Luciano drifts towards the coach's box and makes the catch between the box and the bag. So Gondo keeping his defense busy. He struck out the first man he faced. But since that point, a ground out, fly out, and a pair of pop outs. Here's Andres Nalaya with the bases clear, two gone. Fayetteville on top 5-4 tonight. They lead thanks to a Lucas Spence RBI ground rule double in the bottom of the fourth. First pitch slider chased after for strike one.
Ogando has done everything Fayetteville's needed him to do. After they took the lead back, he's been efficient, and he's gotten quick outs, and he's neutralized these Delmarva bats.
Next one is low. That's one ball, one strike count on Nalaya. Ogando has thrown 22 pitches. 14 of those have gone for strikes. His 1-1 is a little high and away. And now it's a two ball, one strike count on the Delmarva first baseman. Here comes the 2-1 offer. And a good slider dipping down and outside. Gets him to extend at it. Now 2-2. Season long for Egondo is actually his season debut. He went 3 1/3 scoreless. That was in a starter role. See if he might be able to do something similar here tonight or even surpass that. A 2-2 with two outs is on the way from the right-hander and fouled straight back over the netting.
Well, his pacing suggests he could get there. That last pitch was only his 25th through an inning and two-thirds. He's got to keep that up, though, and continue to pound the zone, but the early returns look good.
Here's the break even. And it's fouled straight back into the screen. So Nalaya doing what he can to stay alive. He's reached on an error and a fielder's choice today, 0-for-2 in the book. Luis Guevara on deck if the inning goes any further. Tries the 2-2 again, and this one hits sharply through the left side. Powell attempting to dive at it, couldn't get there, and it's a two-out loud single for Andres Nalaya. First hit of the day for Nalaya, and that draws Delmarva even in the hit column tonight. Five per side. It's the Woodpeckers still leading 5-4, but the Shorebirds have the tying run on for the bottom of the order. Luis Guevara will get a chance to hit. Switch hitter batting from the left side, an RBI single back in the second, and also a walk. Takes the first one away for ball one.
This is where Fayetteville pitching has, to a degree, struggled. All four Delmarva runs have come with two outs. They've just struggled to get that last pitch.
1-0, hit hard on a line but foul into the netting along third. One ball and one strike on Guevara. Other series around the league tonight, Charleston at Lynchburg. That game is in the bottom of the fifth inning. One-run affair, 5-4 River Dogs. Bluff down at first. The pitch misses inside, and it's 2-1 on Guevara. Fredericksburg is blanking Salem on the road and holding them to just one hit through five innings. They're in the top of the sixth, and the Nationals are out in front 4-0. And Hickory at Columbia, South Carolina, 2-1 lead over the Fireflies in the bottom of the third. 2-1 is low and in. We got started a little bit early tonight, 6:05 first pitch. That is because we play our first Education Day game tomorrow, 11:05 a.m. If you want to join us for some morning baseball, we'll have a bunch of kids out here at the park, elementary school, middle school, high school, all around Cumberland County. 30 pitches in for Agando. Here's his 3-1 with the runner going. It's bounced softly left side. Luciano playing off the line. Fields throws a little bit low. It's dug out by Trujillo, and the inning comes to a close. So Agando allows his first base runner on a two-out single, but that is all. He strands a man, and it's through two scoreless in relief. Fayetteville leading 5-4 when we come back for the bottom of the sixth.
Fans, at this time, we'd like to recognize tonight's Methodist University hometown hero, Sergeant Daniel Campbell from Holliston, Massachusetts. Sergeant Campbell joined the Army in 2019 as part of the 505th Parachute Infantry Regiment. He then spent time with the Massachusetts National Guard before his current assignment as the squad leader of the 501st Infantry Regiment. Sergeant Campbell has also spent time overseas in Poland as part of Operation Assure, Deter, and Reinforce. Fans, let's hear it for Sergeant Daniel Campbell. The Fayetteville Woodpeckers thank you for your service.
Home sixth inning, and the Woodpeckers hanging on to a 5-4 lead in this series opener against Elmarva. Juan Luciano, the nine hitter, will start the frame and takes low on the first pitch from XL Correa. Shorebirds reliever threw an inning and two-thirds scoreless behind the starter Chase Alsup. Luciano goes after an outside slider, misses 1-1. Luciano's driven in one of the Woodpecker five today on a sack fly to center in the second. The wine, the 1-1, swings at an identical pitch, slider to the outside, 1-2. That was the big inning for Fayetteville, four-run home second inning. The defining swing, a Max Holy three-run triple. 30th pitch for Correa coming home. And it misses outside. Luciano takes two balls, two strikes. Six against the Shorebirds this week, and then leading up to Mother's Day, six against the Salem Red Sox. The wine and the 2-2 offer down and in. There's actually news coming out that the Salem Red Sox are going to undergo a full rebrand next year. Don't know what it is. They'll have a big grand unveiling, but Salem, last year the Salem Red Sox in 2025. 3-2 is spoiled off. And Luciano will fight to see another. Spence on deck, then Caden Powell. A couple of dangerous hitters waiting in the wings for Fayetteville.
I guess that means two teams in 2026 are rebranding, along with the Carolina Mudcats.
3-2, and on the fists. Floating fly ball out into shallow center. Tavera with a long run in, and he's able to get under it for the first out. Yeah, the Wilson Warbirds in 2026. and whatever Salem becomes. So a lot of shakeup around the North Division. Now here's Lucas Spence. The RBI ground rule double last time that gave Fayetteville their present 5-4 lead. And he watches a first pitch fastball, strike one.
Everything else about Salem is staying the same, though, I believe. They're not moving stadiums right. like the Mudcats are.
Wind gusting a little heavier now as Spence yanks a ground ball out to first, played off the line with two hands by Nalaya. Takes it to the bag himself for a three unassisted. Two quick Fayetteville outs in the home sixth inning. Now Caden Powell. Carolina League has been busy just the last couple of years. This season, adding Hickory, removing Down East as they relocated to Spartanburg. Went to the South Atlantic League, and then some shakeup in team identities in the North next year. Caden Powell sits back, watches strike one on a slider. It's kind of the modern-day age of minor league baseball where things can kind of move around, redistribute, rebrand year after year. A lot of things changed when there was that contraction going into 2021. Major League Baseball taking over the minor league operation, implementing those PDLs, the professional development licenses. 0-1 is down and away. It's why you see so much construction happening at all of these different minor league ballparks is teams try and get themselves up to code, whether it be through player facilities, locker room facilities, stadium lights, you name it. Down and outside to Powell, and it's now a 2-1 count.
Carolina and Salem are far from the only ones, too. You've got the new team in Ontario and the California League coming up next year.
2-1, blown away. Yeah, you'll have a lot of shakeup there with Modesto relocating. Dodgers will have a new affiliate in Ontario.
Rancho Cucamonga becomes an Angels affiliate. Inland Empire moves into the Seattle organization.
Mm-hmm. The 3-1 is high, and Caden Powell didn't see much to swing at there. He walks on five pitches, and the sixth inning will stretch a little further for Hansel Villarreal. You know, Asheville right now, they're undergoing a massive renovation to their ballpark. We're talking PDL and renovations. They're going to have a whole new look to their ballpark, historic McCormick Field out in Asheville. And at the same time, of course, our thoughts with a lot of the folks that are still rebuilding in the Asheville area from some of the storms last year. Here's a back pick up the first baseline, and Powell able to dive back in safely. That was close. And an accurate snap throw from Ehrman from a knee.
Powell had to get creative on the dive back to avoid the Nolaya tag, to your point.
Here's the 1-0, and it's fouled straight back into the screen. So Villarreal trying to do some damage here. He's hitless tonight, 0-3, but he's put the ball in play all three times. Coming off a strong series in Lynchburg where he went 8-23 and homered on Sunday. Runner going, the pitch is yanked on the ground, foul left of third. Caden Powell, who is getting ready to turn second, trying to make it home on a designed hit and run. He'll have to head all the way back to first. Woodpeckers like to get aggressive with their base runners at first with two outs in an inning.
To that point, they've stolen two bases with two outs today.
Correa trying to get through another scoreless inning of relief. He'll check up on Powell. And Caden gets back in there safely. He's buckled up that sliding glove on the left mitt. Versatile defender as well. Villarreal behind the plate tonight doing the catching. Powell breaking for second again, and a high fastball is looped onto the roof for strike two. Stadium lights brightening up the diamond below. We are just across the 8 o'clock hour here on the East Coast. Woodpeckers and Shorebirds, first of six in game number seven in the 24-game head-to-head. You know, every Fayetteville batter tonight other than Villarreal has reached base. See if he can be the final man to do so as he cuts through a 1-2 slider, and that'll do it for the Woodpeckers in the sixth inning. So Villarreal, one of the Woodpeckers' hottest hitters this year, it's a cold night for him. He goes to 0-4, and Fayetteville strands one after the two-out walk. Still a one-run game as we enter the final three frames. 5-4 Woodpeckers onto the seventh next. You're tuned in to Woodpeckers Baseball on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
The alcohol purchases at our concession stands will be cut off at the start of the eighth inning. Last call for alcohol. Proceed to party. The grounds crew makes this infield look easy, and Perfection Landscaping does the same for your backyard. From lush landscapes to custom pools, they've got the winning game plan for your outdoor space. Call Perfection Landscaping today. Johan Ogando.
It's been a one-run game since the Woodpeckers jumped in front in the bottom of the fourth inning, 5-4. Johan Ogando trying to hold steady. And now let's send it back to Ryan for the seventh inning play-by-play.
Thanks, Andrew. It's the top of the Delmarva order that aims to strike back. Johan Ogando's first pitch to Brylan Tavera, a slider, doesn't catch the front door, ball one. This is a Delmarva team that has only four home runs on the season. The 1-0 to Tavera, that's upstairs. Two balls and no strikes to the leadoff man. Two of those have come against the Woodpeckers, and both of them belong to Tavera. He's got three of Delmarva's four long balls this year, and he has one tonight. The 2-0. That scoots by Villarreal, low and outside, 3-0. It was his three-run shot against Francisco Frias in the top of the fourth that tied the game at four before Lucas Spence fired the Woodpeckers back in front in the bottom half of that inning thanks to an automatic double. Villarreal sets up inside. Ogando winds and delivers. Tavera takes a slider high, and it's a four-pitch walk to open the frame. Not the guy you want to let on base. Two for two with two walks for Delmarva's center fielder. And he's got speed to burn with Fernando Peguero digging in. In addition to his home run, Tavera has one stolen base. We'll see how lucky Delmarva feels. Ogando goes back to the stretch. Here he comes. Fastball high and outside. Five straight balls open the inning. 5-4 Fayetteville on top of Delmarva in this Tuesday series opener, but we'll see if the Shorebirds have another comeback in them. The 1-0 on the way. Peguero pops it up and foul ground behind home plate. Villarreal can only give it a look as it lands about six rows deep. A ball and a strike to the switch hitting Peguero. He calls for time ahead of the 1-1. To this point, 0-3, a flyout, lineout, and a backwards K. Like Tavera, he's facing his third different Fayetteville arm. Ogando throws over to first. Tavera barely beats the Trujillo tag. And Andrew, this will be a really tough double play turn. Tavera and Peguero both have speed to burn. In fact, Luciano's playing in at third as a result. Tavera hops off first, throw over in the dirt. Trujillo scoops it and holds on for the tag. Tavera is picked off. Well, who needs a double play when you can just throw him out at first?
Yeah, it was perfectly timed by Agando. Right as Tavera took that secondary lead, he twisted around and it wasn't an accurate throw, but credit to Trujillo for the short hop dig and then keeping the tag on that runner as he dove into the bag.
The tying run retreats back into the batter's box. Ogando to the windup for the 1-1. Fastball high and outside, 2-1 on Peguero. That's a huge first out for Ogando to get. Now he can relax and go through his windup as normal. His 2-1 on the way. A curveball catches a lot of the plate. Peguero watches it go by, 2-2. Ogando shakes Villarreal off twice, now has a selection he likes. The break even. Fouled back to the net, we'll try it again. In the last series at Segra Stadium against the Fredericksburg Nationals, this was the big bugaboo for the Woodpeckers. The big stat, if each game lasted just 7 innings, the Woodpeckers would have won that series 5-1. But they had some trouble getting the final 9 outs. So far, the only one they've gotten in the 7th was on the base paths. It's up to Ogando to start bucking that trend. The right-hander's ready to go. Another 2-2 to Peguero. In the dirt, bounces away from Villarreal, but no harm, no foul with no one on. It just goes in the books as ball 3. Fredericksburg mounted comebacks in games 1, 3, and 4 of that series, taking the latter 2 of them and earning that split. What have they learned? Another 3-2 on the way. Check swing, just a touch, low ball 4. Peguero clearly held up. The Woodpeckers were waiting on home plate umpire Elena Giorgio to call him out on a strike 3 looking, but that call never came. The tying run heads back to first base, 1 out for Michael Hernandez.
Yeah, looking at that digital data, Ryan, full pitch, seemed to be in the zone pretty clearly. Sometimes there's a little bit of a discrepancy, but probably should have been strike 3.
Ogando back to the stretch of Hernandez. First pitch grounded to second. Holy scoops it. Flip to the back for 1. On to first. Just in time. Double play. Ogando immediately conjures up the twin killing. And he faces the minimum in the top of the 7th despite issuing 2 walks. What a recovery from the Fayetteville reliever. He keeps the Woodpeckers up by 1. 5-4 the score as we head to the bottom of the 7th. This is the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
It's time for the 7th inning stretch. Get on your feet and help us sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
I so it's rude. They sing it loud at the old atta boy, Peckers, atta boy.
Excel Korea.
Yoan Ogando did not let two walks hurt him in the top half of the seventh. And because of that, the Woodpeckers still lead it. 5-4 as we head to the bottom of the seventh. Drew Brutcher, Kedar Trujillo, and Cesar Hernandez get another look at XL Correa. Brutcher in for his fourth AB. Correa looks in at his catcher, Ehrman, for the shine, the wine and the toss. Low and inside to the right fielder, 1-0. Correa came in relief of Chase Alsup back in the fourth inning, the 1-0. That's in there, 1-1. And he is about to cross over three innings in relief. He was scheduled to be Delmarva's tandem, but unlike the Woodpeckers, the Shorebirds elected to put him in the middle of an inning. The 1-1, Brutcher foul tips a changeup in and out of Ehrman's glove behind the plate, 1-2. It takes a lot of guts to do that, not use a bridge to get to Correa, but the decision paid off. He's been sharp, just one hit against him. Back to the windup, the 1-2. Brutcher fouls it back behind home plate. That may have caught a piece of Ehrman. He's given the Shorebirds a fighting chance tonight. Brutcher back in the left-handed batter's box. The right-on-left matchup continues. A shrug of the shoulders, the next 1-2. Brutcher takes a look at a changeup called strike three. It took until his fourth plate appearance, but Brutcher is finally set down. Correa gets him on strikes, just his second punch out of the game.
Yeah, it just wasn't the speed that Brutcher was looking for. Might have been geared up for a fastball or maybe a breaking ball down and away, but he got an inner half changeup and just not the pitch he was ready to pull at.
In steps Kedar Trujillo, first pitch to him. It's fouled above the net behind home plate. 5-4, Fayetteville on top. Nobody on, one out in the bottom of the seventh. The Woodpeckers looking for their third series opening win at Segra Stadium this season. Correa back to work, the 0-1. Trujillo shakes his tail feathers as he watches a curveball bounce into Ehrman, 1-1. With that, let's take a glance around the Astros organization. Plenty of action tonight from single A all the way to the show. The 1-1, Trujillo checks his swing on a low curve, appeal to first. Home plate umpire John Reed delayed his decision, but it's ruled no swing. Over in Greenville, South Carolina, the Asheville Tourists are getting blanked. 4-0 drive in the bottom of the fifth. The 2-1, Trujillo checks his swing and easily holds up on another low change. Three balls and a strike. In fact, they're the only Astros affiliate losing right now. However, that is a bit of a misleading statement. The 3-1, low and outside, easy take, and Trujillo is off to first, his second walk. Over in San Antonio, the Corpus Christi Hooks and San Antonio Missions just finished the first inning. No score in that one. Meanwhile, in Sugar Land, the Space Cowboys are up 5-2 on the Round Rock Express in the top of the fifth, the AAA version of the all-Texas matchup between the Astros and Rangers affiliates. Correa to the stretch. Hernandez attempts a drag bunt and misses. Throw back to first base, and Trujillo is caught leaning. Ehrman alertly fired to first after Trujillo took his secondary lead, and a frozen rope hung him out to dry for the second out.
Yeah, just way too big of a secondary lead after the pitch, and you get caught on an island against Ehrman, he's gonna snap you out. He has a very accurate and strong arm, even when he's throwing from a knee.
Correa can go back to his windup. The 0-1. Low and in. It missed around the shoot tops. A ball and a strike. To finish our look, over at Daikin Park, the Tigers and Astros just got underway. Detroit is up 1-0 in the top of the first. The 1-1, a slider runs inside on Hernandez, 2-1. Right now, our attention is focused solely on the play at Segra Stadium as the Woodpeckers cling to a 5-4 lead. The 2-1. Hernandez ropes it into right field. Velasquez on the run, makes the play right in front of the track. He got a really nice jump, and it takes away extra bases from Hernandez to close out the seventh. XL Correa tosses another scoreless frame, and the Woodpeckers cannot add on to their lead. 5-4, Fayetteville on top with 2 to play at Segra Stadium on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Dominique with our contestant. Take it away, Dom.
Thanks, Trey. All right, so we're going to play Dog, Not Dog. How confident are you in playing this game? Can you guess it's based off of the names?
I don't know. Some people play dog's human name, so we'll see.
All right, you guys, I need y'all to help out Tiffany. Okay, we're going to look. Ready? We're going to look on the screen. They're going to tell us what the name is. Affin Pincher, you think that's a dog or no dog?
I think that's a dog. That has to be a dog.
All right, she says it has to be a dog. Dog, all right, yeah. Go, Tiffany. All right, next one. Ooh, Shaperky, I think. I don't know, girl, I can't read.
That sounds like a last name, so human.
Okay, not dog. Dog, it's cool because I butchered that dog's name. Next one, Maine Coon, dog, not dog.
That's a cat.
That's a cat? What is it? Not a dog. All right, two for three. So, guys, make sure to come out this Friday to get the new jerseys with the 80 deuces. Back to you guys up in the booth. Good job. I'm proud of you. Come on, Milo. Say, I told you it's nothing if you don't have a boy. Oh, doggy, oh, yeah, oh.
Yoan Ogando heads back to the hill with six outs, separating the Woodpeckers from an opening win to this series. 5-4, they're on top, top of the eighth here at Segra Stadium as Andrew Chapman takes back over on the play-by-play.
All right, thank you, Ryan. Yoan Ogando approaching a season-long outing if he can get through this eighth. His pitch misses down and outside to Guerrero, runs to the backstop, and it's 1-0. Ogando walked a pair in the seventh but still faced the minimum thanks to a pickoff and then a 4-6-3 inning-ending double play. Flinch of the hands on a high one, and Guerrero didn't go. Ball two. La Romana, Dominican Republic native, is hitless tonight. 0-3. One of those bats bounced into a double play. The wind and the 2-0. Down and inside. Three balls and no strikes. Walks are magnified at this stage of the game. 5-4 affair. Fayetteville been hanging on by a run since the bottom of the fourth. The 2-0, 3-0 is high for ball four. And Ogando gives up the free pass quickly. Now that's how we started the seventh. Four-pitch walk to Brylan Tavara. And then he got out of it. Let's see if he can do a similar song and dance here in this eighth inning with Alfredo Velasquez standing into the right side.
He walked two guys in the top of the seventh and still faced the minimum. It can be done.
So now Velasquez. Wide open right side with Holy shifted all the way towards the middle. Here's a swing and a miss, but it pops away from Villarreal, rolls to the backstop. And the tying run advances into scoring position. Guerrero to second. This will likely go as a pass ball. And indeed it is. It's popped right out of the webbing of Villarreal. Now walking the PB. Stacks is a leadoff double as Velasquez takes a mighty hack at a slider. Helmet almost popped off of his head during the follow-through.
As much of a small ball team as the Shorebirds are, I'm surprised they didn't have Velasquez square around to bunt and sacrifice Guerrero to third.
Good point.
They lead the league in sack bunts with eight. That would have been a good time for number nine.
Well, we've seen them even bunt with two strikes and be willing to try and drop it. This will be pitch number 50. As Ogando misses inside with the slider at 82.
I think in game one of the series back at Purdue Stadium, the Woodpeckers picked up two strikeouts on foul bunts.
Velasquez is hitless. Two flyouts and a groundout. Put the ball in play all three times. 1-2 misses down in the dirt. He's a returner from the 2024 Shorebird squad. Played in 43 games for Delmarva last season. Batted 245. In the new year, his numbers are down. He's batting just 185 coming into this AB. Short leadoff, a second for Guerrero. Next pitch ties up. Velasquez swinging. Strike three. Agando faded an 84-mile-per-hour changeup below the zone and records the first out of the eighth inning by way of his second strikeout. Now it's Edry Campos. Campos, the true lefty, bends that back knee towards the front knee. And Agando's first pitch out of the stretch is driven fairly deep to center, but Spence playing deep, hardly has to move, measures, makes the catch at his shoulder, and fires onto the infield to keep Guerrero at second. Well, the pre-pitch positioning on point for Lucas Spence. He was playing in the deeper reaches of center field, and even with the hard contact, Campos hit it right to him. He falls to 0-for-4, and Cole Ehrman will try and level up this game. Tying run at second. 5-4 Woodpeckers. We're in the top of the eighth. Agando peers at the runner, brings it home. Ehrman takes a fastball at 92 for strike one.
Well, that's been Ogando's specialty tonight. The Shorebirds have had guys get on against him, but he's found a way in and out of trouble each time.
Ehrman is singled and walked, scored one of the Shorebirds' four runs. Here it is. Strike two. Little cutter. Worked to the outside part of the zone, and that was perfectly placed right on the black.
I would bury this if I was Ogando.
Yeah.
Get Ehrman to extend the zone on a breaking ball.
Something in the dirt. Grips the pitch, fires. The 0-2 was a breaking ball, but it backed them off. Missed inside. Now ball and two strikes on Ehrman.
You missed inside 0-2. I think now you try and get him to chase low and away.
You get ahead, nothing in two. You have the luxury of throwing what you want. Agando peers to second, brings it home. Got him to go outside for strike three. And just like the seventh inning, Yoan Agando walks the leadoff hitter, strands him aboard. Delmarva unable to bring home that tying run. Fayetteville hanging on to a 5-4 lead when we come back for the bottom of the eighth inning on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, Bally Live, and MILB.TV.
All right, fans, tonight's Dick's House of Sports speed pitch champion is Nicholas Farron with a speed of 62 miles per hour. Please make your way to the guest services table to redeem your prize. Congratulations, Nicholas.
Back on the mound for the Shorebirds, XL Korea.
Another opportunity for the Woodpeckers to add on to their 5-4 lead in the bottom of the eighth inning. Max Holy stands in against XL Korea. Shorebirds have been riding Korea since the fourth when he picked up the final two outs behind Chase Alsup. He brings home a first-pitch strike to Max, nothing and one. Holy, Valencia, Luciano, 7-8-9 of the order here as Correa fires and misses low. Now 1-1 on Holy. Three-run triple for Max is the big swing of the game tonight. The 1-1 gives it a rip and loops it foul over the roof out of play. 1 and 2. Holy reached down an error, came home to score in the fourth. He also scored a run in the second. He's factored into all five of the Woodpecker runs today. He's either scored them or driven them in. Big night in the seven spot. Correa shakes off Ehrman once. Now has the one he wants. Throws the 1-2. And runs a fastball in on Holy's hands. Two balls and two strikes. Woodpeckers don't have a hit since a leadoff single from Drew Brutcher in the fifth. Max Holy will keep that trend going with a wave and miss. Strike three. It was challenged on a changeup right down the middle. Very hittable pitch, and Holy was just underneath it.
Excel Correa has been everything Delmarva has needed and more. Chase Alsup didn't have the best of outings, got hit around a bit, but Correa has slowed this Fayetteville offense to a halt.
Here's a slider that's tipped straight back and foul. Esmiel Valencia standing in for a fourth time. He's been grazed by a pitch tonight, also struck out swinging and rolled out to second base. Here's the motion in the 0-1. Dips down and outside. One ball and one strike on Valencia. Fayetteville with five hits. The Shorebirds with five hits. Each defense with one error. As Valencia takes a giant swing. One hand comes flying off of the bat on a low changeup. It's now 1-2. Only difference in the line scores tonight. Fayetteville has five. Delmarva has four. Winner of this game takes the lead in the season head-to-head series. 1-2 pitch popped up, drifting into foul territory on the first base side. Nalaya near the baseline, fumbles with it, and it pops in and out of his glove. The ball was originally in foul territory. It pulled Nalaya across the chalk line last second into fair territory. He lunged at it, and it popped right in and out of the heel of his mitt. That's an E3. Shorebirds commit their second error, and Valencia's aboard with one out for Luciano. Tough break for Excel Correa. Bluff down at first. Ehrman looks the runner back. The pitch missed high. And it's 1-0 on Luciano. Sack fly and a single tonight for Lucy's. 1-for-2. A fly out to center as well. Correa about to throw his 70th pitch, but before he does, he spins to check up on Valencia. Dives back in. Out-of-town scoreboard tonight has Carolina still leading 8-5 over Myrtle Beach. A little high on Luciano. It's now 2-0. That's the team that everybody's chasing in the North Division, the Red Hot Mudcats, who have one of the best offenses league-wide. 8 runs on 10 hits tonight. Fredericksburg, who's ahead of Fayetteville, they're leading over Salem. Long pause as Correa waits. The 2-0 popped up straight back and out of play. Esmiel Valencia diving into the second base bag. As he broke on the pitch, he'll have to head back to first. Shorebirds have bullpen activity. Loosening in their pen is right-hander Adrian Delgado. Approaching 75 pitches, night could be short for Correa. Down and outside on the 2-1. Luciano now had three balls and a strike. Fayetteville has not had multiple base runners on since the fifth. And they have a powerful top of their order, and Spence Powell Villarreal waiting in the wings. Here's the 3-1. Runner going. Luciano swings and rolls it foul up along third. And Valencia's getting his wind sprints in now. A little bit tired. He's going to slowly jog his way back to first. The other team that is ahead of the Woodpeckers in the North Division standings, Lynchburg Hillcats, who they saw just last week, they lead one-run game at Bank of the James Stadium 6-5 over Charleston, so we'll continue to monitor those scores. The three teams above the Woodpeckers in the standings. Middle infield pinching, double play depth, 3-2 pitch. Valencia bluffs. Luciano strikes out swinging. But Valencia might be breaking again after two steal attempts. That's the second out. Maybe decision time for the Shorebirds, and looks like they will go to their bullpen and the waiting Adrian Delgado. Manager Colin Woody, number 34, he's making the strut out to the mound, and he'll take the ball from Correa, who did a fantastic job stabilizing things for the Shorebirds behind the starter Chase Alsup. As it stands, he is not allowed a run, give up just one hit over 4 1/3, walk 3, struck out 4, and he has kept his team in it. Top of the order will greet Delgado. Lucas Spence scheduled to bat with two outs and a man at first. Fayetteville leading 5-4 when we come back, bottom eight.
This is another pitching change being brought to you by Cash Pop from the North Carolina Education Lottery. Now you can play up to 5 times a day. Pick any number between 1 and 15. If it matches the number drawn, you win. Now pitching for the Shorebirds, number 29, Adrian Delgado.
Delmarva turns to their bullpen. Right-hander Adrian Delgado to face Lucas Spence. And on the first pitch, Valencia breaks for second base. The throw sails wide and out into center field. Valencia pops to his feet, running to third, and he's in standing. So right away, with Delgado entering into the game, Valencia gets aggressive, earns himself a stolen bag, and then an E2 throwing error pushes him 90 feet further. So Delgado suddenly with a little bit of pressure on. That runner is to the record of XL Correa, who as of right now is giving his team a 4 1/3 scoreless in relief. Spence readies the pitch. Swings and lines it out into center field. Tavera to his left. He will drop the ball. He fumbles with it. Run comes home. Throw to second. Spence slides in safely. Tavera had it in the webbing of his mitt. A clean catch would have ended the inning, prevented the run. It popped loose, and the Woodpeckers catch a break. Critical insurance run to turn it to a 6-4 lead in the bottom of the eighth inning. Hard to tell from our broadcast position what went wrong for Tavera. Ball hit his glove. It might have just slipped out of the webbing a little bit. We'll see how they officially score that. Looks like they will put an error up on the board. It is E8. And the Shorebirds have now committed 3 errors in this inning alone. Caden Powell stands in now. 2 outs, man at second. Takes the first pitch down and away.
Either way, that run would have been unearned to Correa,
yeah, unearned
because of the Nolaya error. But now everything else this inning is unearned against Delgado's line if there's one silver lining for Delmarva.
The 1-0 pitch. Powell pops it straight back into the screen.
And there is Eric Rogers, our official relayer, to confirm exactly what I was thinking.
Yep, he's got
didn't make the mistake this time.
That's right. He's got all the intel for us. Coming over here to the booth. Here comes the 1-1. And Powell takes low off the outside. 2 balls and a strike. So final line for Correa, 4 1/3, 1 hit, 1 unearned run, 3 walks, and 4 strikeouts. Now Delgado, the 6'3" right-hander from Caracas, Venezuela. gets a fastball by the swing from Powell, and it's 2-2.
Also, to complete that thought, unfortunately, Lucas Spence does not pick up a second RBI because of the error.
Yeah, correct. Would have ended the inning. Good velo coming from Delgado. That latest fastball challenging Powell at 94 miles an hour. Now 6-4 Woodpeckers. They add insurance in the home eighth. Here's the pitch. And Powell spits on a slider down and away. Three balls and two strikes on Caden Powell. He's reached twice tonight by walk. Hansel Villarreal, he's in the on-deck circle. He has a hit streak and an on-base streak on the line. Runner going to third. Powell swings and tips it off of Ehrman's mask. Villarreal really itching for a chance to get to the plate. Try and extend what is a 7-game hit streak, a 14-game on-base streak. Hopefully he'll have the opportunity. Spence leads off of second. As Delgado slides home and strikes out Powell. Beat him with a changeup right down the middle. And Villarreal won't get that opportunity. But Fayetteville has an opportunity to grab a series opening victory. They add an insurance run courtesy of three defensive errors by the Shorebirds in the eighth. 6-4 Peckers as we go to the ninth on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Time for the Sports Clips Cape Toss Challenge. Let's head down to Dominique with our contestants. Take it away, Dom.
All right, Ray. So you guys, we have fathers and kids. And the kids, what you have to do is you have to throw as many balls as you can, and your dads have to catch them in their capes in 30 seconds. You guys ready? You guys ready, dads? Crowd, are you ready? All right, then, let's go. Grab the balls, go. All right. Oh, one for one. It looks like Team Stokes up. Oh. Ooh. Okay. Team Stokes is up. We got Team White on the right side. So focused. Dad is so focused over there. Get him, Dad White. And Team Stokes is just lobbing in. You play basketball or something? All right. All right. And last one. Let's go. And stop. Let's see who won. Good job, buddy. All right, back to you guys at the booth.
Back on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Johan Ogando. Leading off the top of the ninth inning for the Shorebirds, the first baseman, number 21, Andres Nolaya.
Andres Nolaya leads off the top of the ninth inning. Woodpeckers closing in on a series opening victory. Nolaya attempts to bunt and cues it off of Villarreal for strike one. Johan Ogando returns for his fifth inning of work. He's already set a new season-long outing with his four complete today, four scoreless. He's been dominant since coming on in the fifth behind Francisco Frias. Here's his wind in 0-1. It's knuckled in the air out towards first base. Trujillo behind the bag, grabs it with a two-hand stab, and Nolaya retired for the first out of the ninth inning. A win tonight would get the Woodpeckers back to the 500 mark at 11-11 for the Shorebirds. It has been an unideal start to their year record-wise. A loss would drop them to 5-17. And now it's Luis Guevara. And we'll actually have a pinch hitter here as the plate umpire, Elena Giorgio, examines the lineup card. This is Yasmiel Bousset. Bousset pinch hitting for Guevara in the nine spot. They'll set up the lefty-righty matchup. And on the first pitch, it misses down in the dirt, ball one. Tomorrow's projected Fayetteville starter, and a reminder, it's an 11.05 a.m. first pitch education day, is right-hander Raimi Rodriguez. Yeber Cartaya, meanwhile, scheduled to go for the Shorebirds. 60 pitches in. Agondo throws his 1-0, and it's popped up towards the third base dugout. Villarreal gives it a look. It'll land in the stands. Brylan Tavera will also get a chance. He's on deck representing the tying run. 6-4 Woodpeckers. They've led since a go-ahead RBI double from Lucas Spence in the bottom of the fourth. They added insurance in the home eighth courtesy of three defensive errors. 1-1. Down and inside. And the Astros affiliate system today, the Asheville Tourists in the South Atlantic League trailing the Greenville Drive 5-1. They're in the bottom of the sixth out in Greenville. Corpus Christi Hooks in Double-A, meanwhile, they're in a scoreless battle with San Antonio, top of the fourth in San Antonio. Agondo peers in, winds, throws his 2-1. And there's a strike. Changeup placed right on the outer third, well located. And then our friends with the Sugarland Space Cowboys in the Pacific Coast League. They lead 6-2 over Round Rock, bottom six, Constellation Field. 2-2 payoff pitch, strikes him out. Pinch hitter Bousset, fans on a breaking ball, and Yohan Agondo is one out away from closing this thing down with five scoreless. What a night it has been for the 20-year-old right-hander Yohan Agondo. Season-long 4 2/3 continues to stretch. He's given up just one hit. That was a single in the sixth inning by Andres Nalaya. His first one home to Tavera. Misses high. Ball one. Three walks, four strikeouts. And for Agondo, the walks all came during a condensed stretch. There's strike one. He walked the first two hitters of the seventh, got out of it with a double play, walked the leadoff man in the eighth, and left him stranded. Worked around some base runners. Here's the wind, the pause, the 1-1. Swing and a miss. And the Shorebirds are down to their final strike. Yohan Agondo in line for the winning decision after the starter, Twine Palmer, went just 3 2/3. Agondo nods his head, Tavera ready. He hit the three-run home run that tied the game in the fourth. The 1-2 pitch is just off the outside. And it was off the plate by an inch or two. Agondo tilting his head towards the sky, cracking a smile. He wanted the call, but just a bit out of the reaches. Still even the count of 2-2, bases empty. Two outs, the pitch is called strike three. Agondo rings up Tavera to end five shutout frames out of the Woodpecker bullpen and secure the series opening victory. 6-4, the final score tonight. And the Woodpeckers, extending from their strong weekend on the road in Lynchburg, have ripped off four straight victories to get back to the 500 mark, 11-11. Their record going into game two tomorrow, Education Day at 11.05 a.m. Boy, a career night for Yohan Agondo. Five shutout, three walks, five strikeouts. He'll get the winning decision tonight. He allowed just one hit on a single of the sixth inning to Andres Nalaya. And he carried the Woodpeckers the distance after Lucas Spence put them in front with a go-ahead ground rule double in the fourth. Three fielding errors by the Shorebirds helping add an insurance run in the eighth inning. They ultimately didn't need it, but they will take it. The Shorebirds fall to 5-17 with the loss today. And the Woodpeckers have a chance to extend this winning streak in just over 12 hours from now. We'll have more baseball for you coming up 11.05 a.m. Meanwhile, we still got to wrap up this one. Ryan Zimmerman is down at field level getting ready to chat with our player of the game tonight, Max Holy. His big three-run bases-clearing triple in the second, a significant point in the game. He contributed to five of the Woodpeckers' six runs as well. And one of his biggest nights of the season. Ryan now is with Max Holy down at field level. Let's send it that way.
And they stay there. And they stay there. And they stay there. Because all I do is win, win, win. And if you go in here, put your hands in the air. Make them stay there. Swerving in my low, low.
Fans, please draw your attention to the video board for our post-game show with broadcaster Ryan Zimmerman. Take it away, Zim.
Welcome back to Segra Stadium, fans. Here's a win to greet you. Four in a row for the Woodpeckers. How about it? I'm standing next to today's player of the game, Max Holy. Max, one at-bat back in Fayetteville. And it was a big one, a triple for your second of the year, cleared the bases, gave the Woodpeckers their first lead of the game. What was your approach throughout that at-bat and on your trip around the bases pushing for three?
Yeah, got down 0-2 quick, but he hung a curveball, and it's easy to hit with guys on base, so, yep.
You were factoring into five of the team's first six runs. As an offensive player, what's your thought process to try and be as effective, as involved as you can be?
Just finding a way on base. If I can get on base, it's easier for my teammates to hit. So, yeah, just getting on base.
Hey, Max, I'm going to step out of the way for a second.
Why are you getting that way on back? You got to wait till the last minute.
Done? That's it?
That's the only one. They don't have another. But didn't get you with the Luciano lemon lime. Was that water?
It was water. It's cold water. Thank you.
Since the middle of the Lynchburg series, you guys turned it around. Four wins in a row, and you guys are back up to 500. What changed at the midway point of that series to get this offense, get this team back on track?
Just being more aggressive, swinging at pitches we can hit and doing damage.
Tomorrow's an early wake-up, an 11:05 Education Day matinee. There's going to be a bunch of kids from around Cumberland County in the stands. How excited are you to play in front of that type of crowd with that type of energy?
It's going to be awesome. Hopefully loud, a lot of energy. It'll be fun.
Well, you get to go into that game with a win at your back and a nice night of sleep ahead. Max, congratulations on an excellent game. Welcome back to Fayetteville, 1-0 in the series against Delmarva. Go celebrate this one.
Let's go. Thank you, guys. Go Peckers.
Great win to bring this team back home for the first of this 12-game homestand. What a way to get it going. Back to you, Chappie.
All right, thanks so much, Ryan. Welcome back upstairs, everybody, inside of the Woodpecker broadcast booth. Thanks to Max Holy as well for the postgame chat, our player of the game tonight. Big three-run triple contributed to five of the Woodpeckers' six runs, and Fayetteville gets a big performance out of Yoan Agondo from their bullpen as well. Season-high five innings of shutout ball, one-hit ball as well from Agondo, one of the sparkling performances of his career, just a 20-year-old who really dealt tonight and helped keep a close game in favor of Fayetteville down the stretch. The winning swing, ultimately Lucas Spence's RBI ground rule double that hopped into the Fayetteville bullpen, gave them a 5-4 lead at the time, a little bit of extra insurance due to some of those Delmarva fielding errors in the bottom of the eighth inning, help sprinkle on a little extra as the Woodpeckers extend from their strong weekend in Lynchburg and have now won four in a row going into Education Day tomorrow. That's right. If you show up at the ballpark tomorrow at 6:35 for our normal first pitch, we ain't going to be here. We'll be at home. The kids are coming to the ballpark tomorrow at 11:05 a.m. If you want to play hooky from work or just come on out, take a day off, come on out for some 11:05 a.m. baseball. We'll have thousands of kids from around Cumberland County joining us for the game tomorrow. First pitch, 11:05, and Ryan and I will be on the air with you for the Woodpecker pregame show, bright and early, 10:55 a.m. on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com and the MILB First Pitch app. Tomorrow's projected starter for Fayetteville, right-hander Raimi Rodriguez, Yeber Cartaya, will go for the Shorebirds in game two of the series. Fayetteville gets back to 500 with the win tonight, 11-11, their new record heading into tomorrow. That'll do it for our post post-game coverage. Thanks so much for tuning in, everybody, tonight and making it out to the ballpark. Please do drive home safely. We still have 11 games to go in this homestand, and we hope to see you at some point once again over the next couple of weeks. I'm Andrew Ryan, signing off from the broadcast booth. Good night, everybody. Please do drive home safely, and thanks for coming out.